Hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. At the request of the Mideast allies, President Trump hits the pause button on a planned attack on Iran.
I think the benefactors here are clearly those Gulf states who, had there been a U.S. attack on Iran and Iran had retaliated, it could have been those Gulf states that would have been in the immediate firing line. I think what is also interesting about what the president said is that he seems to be a little bit more optimistic this time that a deal is potentially just around the corner than he has been on previous occasions.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. Kentucky among states holding primaries today. GOP Congressman Thomas Massie being challenged by retired Navy Special Forces veteran Ed Galrine, who's endorsed by President Trump. This is the most expensive House primary ever. Tentative contract agreement ends. New York's Long Island Railroad strike, service to resume early this afternoon. Police plan to execute search warrants as they investigate yesterday's deadly shooting outside the largest mosque in San Diego.
Because of the Islamic Center location, we are considering this a hate crime until it's not.
San Diego Police Chief Scott Wall says a security guard was killed. The two suspects, ages 17 and 19, were found dead, apparently of self-inflicted gunshot wounds. Lawyers of the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk will make their case today to close portions of a July hearing and to seal some evidence. Former Los Angeles Police Detective Mark Furman has died. He pleaded no contest to a perjury charge relating to his testimony at the O.J. Simpson murder trial back in the 90s. Mark Furman was 74 years old. On Wall Street this morning, a stock futures in the red so far. The Dow futures down 124 points. NASDAQ futures off 221. S&P futures down 35. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. I'm Maggie Hunter in for Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. In Anne Arundel County, a crash at 100 East and eastbound Arundel Mills Boulevard has multiple lanes closed. Frederick County, 70 West at Green Valley Road has all lanes closed westbound. A possible truck has overturned, spilling diesel fuel. Road construction getting set up on 95 approaching 24 and further up on northbound 95 after the White Marsh Boulevard exit. Road construction has the right lane closed. And southbound Falls Road, the roadway is reduced to one lane as you approach Kelly Avenue. The tunnels are looking good at this time. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another sunny, hot, and humid day ahead of us with highs in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight with lows falling back into the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
66 degrees in White Marsh and 67 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo. President Trump wants the U.S. Attorney General and the Department of Justice to investigate the mail-in ballot issues in Maryland. The president blames Governor Wes Moore, saying he allowed the error to happen to make sure Democrats win. Trump says it never made sense that Maryland was considered an automatic Democrat state, but now he sees why. The State Board of Elections says replacement ballots are being mailed to voters after a vendor error resulted in some voters receiving the wrong party ballot for the primary election. The state says the error only affects voters who were mailed a ballot before May 14th. Elections Administrator Jared DeMarina has posted a message dismissing the president's allegations. He says no fake or illegal mail-in ballots have been distributed, and the wording in President Trump's post creates an environment of misinformation. And no injuries are reported after a small plane made an emergency landing on the beach in Ocean City. First responders evaluated the two people who were on the aircraft, but they refused any treatment. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 875. The pick 4, 6485. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Sean Casey back again with my good friend Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, our local real estate expert. You know, we spent some time over the years talking about the great work your company does helping charities like Johns Hopkins Children's Center. But in addition, you're also helping our veterans and first responders with discounts and special programs.
That's right, Sean. Our veterans and first responders using VA or FHA loans are getting edged out by cash and conventional financing offers. It's not fair that those that serve are having to pay up to 11% more just to be competitive. So we're turning the tables in order to level the playing field and give our veterans and anyone using an FHA loan the advantage once again. Our Guaranteed Close program provides assurance that when a seller accepts an offer from one of our buyers, they'll close on time or we'll step in and buy it for the contracted price.
That's incredible news, Vinny. So if you're a veteran or plan on using an FHA loan, call or text Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up. That's from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, I wish I had better news for you from St. Pete, but unfortunately, there's this.
Have 2 men in scoring position, and Caminero sends one deep to right, and that's gone. Junior Caminero on the first pitch tips an opposite field home run.
Wayne Statz had the call on Rays TV. Caminero's shot came in the fifth off Cameron Foster, but the game was lost well beforehand as the Rays pound out 18 hits off 5 Oriole pitchers, including Weston Wilson for the third time this year. 16-6 was the final last night in St. Pete. The slide of Trevor Rogers continued as well. The left-hander knocked out in the fourth after allowing 8 runs. His manager asked to explain Rogers after the game.
Can't explain it. You know, it was one of those things where it came out of the gates really strong and hot and, you know, hit a bad outing and then he got sick. And then here we are. It just feels like he's searching to regain his own form.
Sidebar, Jackson Holliday did rejoin the Birds yesterday in St. Pete and was reinstated to the Major League roster. Catcher Maverick Hanley was sent down. Holliday did not play last night. The standard being set in Baltimore under new head coach Jesse Minter, and the Ravens took their next step towards it yesterday in Owings Mills as the team opened 3 days of OTAs to be continued today and Thursday. The team also announcing joint practices this summer with both the Vikings in Minnesota and the Commanders here in Owings Mills to be held prior to their preseason games. Coming up in 30 minutes, a memorable Game 7 last night in the NHL. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is Tuesday, May the 19th, 2026. Coming up in this hour, Maryland does indeed collect tax on that paint fee that they passed this year. Judge Jeanine Pirro to charge parents in a D.C. brawl of teens at a Chipotle at the Navy Yard. Top story here today, the President of the United States weighing in, asking the Justice Department to investigate Maryland's staggering failure when it came to the 400,000 or 500,000 mail-in ballots, whatever the number ends up being. Also, a little bit later on in the show, Dan Cox joins us live in studio, exclusive one-hour interview. You want to stay tuned for that. That's coming up right after the 8 o'clock news. And we got Beach Boys tickets to give away coming up within minutes. So just keep listening. We'll tell you that we're going to be at Pier 6 a little bit later on in June. All right, the President of the United States weighing in yesterday at his Trump RX presser when he was asked questions about the Maryland ballots and the mail-in ballots. Here's what the President had to say.
As you know, in Maryland, 500,000 fake ballots were sent out. When they were caught, they said, oh, we'll pull them back. And they issued 500,000 new ballots. And as you know, they never got the original ballots back. So there are a million ballots out there. Many of them went to Democrats, and it's a very serious thing. And I'll tell you, I've looked at Maryland for a long time, and I know Maryland pretty well. And I was told that it's automatically a Democrat state. And I don't believe that because I think I did really well there, and I don't believe it. But they issued, as you just got caught recently, 500,000 ballots, illegal ballots were sent out, and they were totally fraudulent. And then they said, oh, we'll pull them back. Well, they didn't pull them back, and they have 500,000 new ballots go. So what happens to the original? Are they going to come in, and are they going to come in and infect our system? So it's a very, very serious thing that's happened, and I've asked the law enforcement to look at it very, very strenuously.
Yeah, that means the DOJ, the Justice Department, and the Attorney General to look into this. Now, yesterday, the Maryland State Board of Elections issued what they say, how they're going to, this process. We still don't know who's at fault. There's still a lot of unanswered questions. But they're sending out a postcard first if you received one of these ballots in the error. Prior to May 14th, you'll get a postcard. Attention, voter, keep an eye out. We'll be mailing you a replacement mail-in ballot soon. Why? There was an error that affected some mail-in ballots sent before May 14th. So all ballots are being replaced. What do I do now? Do not vote the ballot you received. Destroy the mail-in ballot and envelope and wait for a replacement ballot to arrive. Your replacement ballot packet will be clearly marked as replacement ballot. Additional instructions will be included in the replacement mail-in ballot packet, so please read through it carefully. My first question, what happens if I already voted? What happens if I'm one of these studious, I'm not a procrastinator, I just said, I'm not going to chance it, I'm going to vote, and you vote already. So what happens, can a person vote? Let's say I'm a Republican who got a Democrat ballot, and I already voted on the Democrat primary, and I get the replacement ballot, which is now a Republican. Can I vote in the Republican primary as well? Unbelievable. And then on the official replacement ballot inside envelope, it says, if the person whose name is on the envelope does not live at this address, please return the envelope to the Board of Elections. So they're kind of like relying on the honor system here. This is ripe for fraud. When you send out this, I mean, the scheming that's going on right now in this state has got to be off the charts. Let's find out where these ballots went. Let's find out where the replacement ballots are going. And let's
just another way. Sorry to be paranoid,
yeah,
but you can't help it.
Let's have a
just
field day.
Just another route.
Let's have a field day on this. A lot of questions still remain.
Unbelievable.
And I'm sure you have some questions, too. We'd love to hear them. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Time for an update on traffic and weather on the threes. Here with the latest is Lugnuts Johnson. Good morning, Chuck.
I walked in just in time for Baltimore County to say they're heading out to a wrecked outer loop near Lockraven Boulevard between there and Providence Road. I've been looking, haven't seen it yet, but heads up on the northeast corner. Two big wrecks from overnight. Looking at this wreck on Route 100 at Arundel Mills Boulevard, that occurred overnight. Single lane is getting by to the left. A tractor trailer involved there. And going into Frederick County, also overnight, another tractor trailer on its side, westbound I-70 at Route 75. Most of the lanes on I-70 are blocked. So you're going to be on Route 144, which is the side road there. It runs parallel to I-70, but you're going to have to allow for the extra time through there. The ramp traffic at Route 75 is also affected. So a number of early problems. They were doing some construction early this morning, northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast. If you were hot and yesterday, you'd be even worse day because the humidity starts creeping in today. Hot and humid. Highs will be around 95. Overnight temps in the low 70s. Tomorrow, hot again. Mid-90s, the expected high. And, of course, showers and storms move in Wednesday afternoon and evening. So make sure that you are... Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. The wreck on the Beltway. Just pulled it up. It's on the outer loop, bottom of the hill at Lock Raven Boulevard. Vehicle hit the guardrail, and somebody's also over in the median. So right now it looks like maybe just one lane on the outer loop back up already back to Perry. Thanks.
Very good. Your current temperatures, it is, let's see, partly cloudy. 71 in Baltimore, 71 in Parkville. Time for some one-liner news. South Korean startup is training AI to perform tasks of hotel workers, including folding towels and napkins. They also can bang on your door at 7 o'clock and yell housekeeping.
Yeah, of course. Housekeeping.
Stolen bottle of Pinot Noir has been recovered after a Virginia wine theft. $24,000 bottle apparently depreciated in value during the theft. It's now estimated only worth $7,000.
Oh, shucks.
At that price, they're calling it Pee No More.
Nah, I hate wine.
Yeah. TSA is testing a program to have off-site check-ins. Passengers can bypass airport lines by getting cleared to go on a bus, which will drop them off directly at the terminal past security. They're also advising you to self-strip at home. A little strip search there.
Just get to the airport naked or...
Self-strip search, I should say.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure,
that would be good.
Make sure you're clear. Something Chuck does every morning before he goes to work.
Goes to work naked?
Well, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Wear the same stuff you had on overnight?
Some of us do.
A sex offender is finally getting life in prison after having 166 arrests.
Oh, my God.
Imagine if he just would have kept it 165, he could have run for office. It's unbelievable. It really is. Sad news, Mark Furman, former LAPD detective who investigated O.J. Simpson, has passed away.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
At the age of 74.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, a flawed witness, but one that was, you know, then became an expert on the O.J. stuff and did the talk show circuit, whatever the case may be. Pete Townsend of The Who turns 81 years of age today. The Who finished up their final farewell tour last year. Roger Daltrey now is touring. He's doing his own acoustic. I think he's going to be in at the National Harbor, if I'm not mistaken, coming up this summer. So if you're interested in Roger Daltrey, he's going to be seen there. Wall Street Journal published a feature this past weekend about how the secret to men's longevity is a great butt.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet.
Apparently, it helps with mobility and fall prevention as you age.
Working the glutes?
Yeah, exactly. You know, watching Chuck, you know, when he falls back, he bounces right back up.
Oh. That's nice.
It's like a weeble.
Let's get your pillows. Get your pillows, Mr. Casey.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
They don't fall down.
No, they don't. Absolutely.
I haven't fallen since the hot tub, so that's good.
That's good. Yeah, that's good you got rid of that. Because yeah, that could have been a nightmare. Could have been a disaster. And, hey, we're giving Beach Boys tickets away a little bit later on this morning. So be listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets. They're going to be at Pier 6, June 6th at 8 p.m. And, yes, Mike Love is still performing. One of the lead singers of the Beach Boys. So,
wow.
Brian Wilson, of course, is no longer here. So, and I think, I don't know if Al Jardine, I think Al Jardine is doing a separate
band. They can both use the Beach Boys name,
right.
though. legally.
But it might be the last time you get a chance to see him. So if you're interested, we got tickets coming up within minutes here on Casey and Company. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:19, 19 minutes after the hour. We are discussing the mail-in ballot error issue. Lots of questions still remain. How did this happen? Who's at fault? Who's going to pay? Well, I think we all know the answer to that question. Who's going to pay, don't we? So we'll get to that. And was this intentional? Was it incompetence? And shouldn't heads roll, including Jared DeMarinis and anybody else at the Maryland State Board of Elections that failed in this regard? 400,000 flawed ballots, zero answers. And we'll ask some more questions. This is a staggering failure on the part of course, the Maryland State Board of Elections. You got 2 years. 2 years to do one job, and they botched it. They absolutely botched it. So, again, but in government work, you know, this is acceptable. You do this in the private sector, you're out on your can. No doubt about it. I want to tell you about our good friends at Town Appliance. If you need to upgrade your appliances, trust me when I tell you, go to Town Appliance in Owings Mills, right off Reisterstown Road. My wife and I currently upgrading our kitchen, and both mayors are the perfect guys to help us find the right fit. They kind of make the process fun. You help make the best decision for your needs. No pressure, no hard sell whatsoever. They're a true one-stop shop with over 70 different brands to choose from, all on display, including Bosch, along with 70 other different brands. And you definitely don't want to miss their Memorial Day savings event. It's going on right now. They even offer flexible financing to help you get the job done. Check them out, townappliance.com, or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, Eddie has emailed us, and he says the only solution to fix the mail-in mess and assure a fair and legal election is that all, repeat, all mail-in voting needs to be immediately terminated by an emergency action by the governor, include instructions that all mail-in ballots become null and void and are not to be counted. Now, you'll have a court fight on that one because they'll say it disenfranchises the military and disenfranchises those that are ill or infirmed or whatever the case may be. But we've not heard, I think, anything from the governor as of yet. He's still spouting off on the redistricting gerrymandering nonsense. But we haven't heard anything about the mail-in ballots. We do have questions. And we have questions along with the Maryland Freedom Caucus. A lot of questions. We'll ask those questions. We'll get your calls and comments coming up in just a second. 410-922-6680. 623, let's get an update on traffic and weather on the threes with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, the wreck on the Beltway. Again, this vehicle apparently, from what the fire department said when they arrived, hit the guardrail on the right side, outer loop at Lock Raven Boulevard. Right as you're coming down the hill at Lock Raven, so some traffic is getting by to the left. Very quick delay already going back to Perrine Parkway, working its way back towards Hartford Road. If it gets to be the point here now that we get past 15, 20 minutes, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill would be the detour route around that. Early this morning, the other big wreck, actually there are two more. This one was eastbound Route 100 at Arundel Mills Boulevard, and that traffic coming eastbound had a tractor trailer also involved there. And that was causing a problem, at least on the right side of the roadway. And then the wreck overnight in Frederick, another tractor trailer involved, I-70 westbound at Route 75. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, hot, humid, 95 today. Overnight temps will be in the low 70s again. Same for tomorrow, mid-90s. Showers and storms move in Wednesday afternoon and evening. Right now it is 70 in Stevensville, 70 in Glen Burnie. And so the mail-in ballot gate, or whatever you want to call it, this is an absolutely staggering failure on the part of the Maryland State Board of Elections and Jared DeMarinis, who runs the joint, and in the aftermath of Linda Lamone being there. I think she was there for over 20 years, if I'm not mistaken. Some questions that need to be asked, including, how will local boards of elections distinguish correct ballots from wrong ballots arriving by mail in real time? Not seeing the ballot yet, but does it have replacement ballot on the ballot? How will the board guarantee that all 400,000 affected voters know that their original ballot is void? What specific safeguards prevent a voter from submitting both the wrong ballot and the replacement ballot? We have not been told what those safeguards are as of yet. What's the board's plan to account for 400,000 live ballots now circulating in the public? What accommodations will be made for voters who depend on mail-in voting and can't easily access in-person alternatives? If mail-in and precinct ballots are identical, does reprinting require a full logic and accuracy retest on every machine in every precinct? Will the board immediately lock and empty all drop boxes to prevent wrong ballots from being deposited? Has the Board of Elections consulted legal counsel on its liability exposure from this error? This is not something that... We're not asking people to be perfect here. We're asking for them to be competent and transparent. And, Kristen, we're not getting that as of yet.
But Jared DeMarinis, on his official Twitter page, says that there were no fake or illegal mail-in ballots distributed, which, okay, maybe they weren't fake or illegal, but they were still incorrect, which caused a lot of problems. It is vital for voters and the public to get accurate information and the facts regarding mail-in voting in the electoral process. That source is myself. And the state of the Board of Elections. He's starting to sound kind of like Fauci. Like, yeah. I am science.
Right.
If you question anything, you're questioning me. I am the The arrogance. I mean, you're in trouble here, buddy. Like, you screwed up, whether on purpose or not on purpose. And to have that kind of arrogance of, like, no one questioned me. And again, he's still doubling down on the misinformation. If there's any question or cause of concern, it's just misinformation. It isn't because we could have actually done anything wrong.
Yeah, well, he's no dummy because he graduated from Rutgers Law. He apparently worked on Senator Robert Torricelli's staff in New Jersey and was dealing with a lot of election law. So this is something that is, he's not new to this. He should know how to treat these kinds of problems. And we're not getting, I think, that kind of knowledge and or experience so far. Now, maybe he'll correct it down the road. But these ballots that went out, we don't know how many. It would be nice to know if they would tell us, of the 400,000, how many of them were incorrect or inaccurate or were sent to the wrong person. We talked to two people yesterday, Al and his wife, that called in saying that they were Republicans who got Democrat ballots. So they're being told, destroy that ballot and wait for your replacement ballot. What if your replacement ballot doesn't come? What then? Well, then you have to show up, I guess. And that's what I would recommend. Anyway, get off the mail-in ballot voting. Go in person. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th. And then on Election Day, show up in person. Those are your two best options. Forget this mail-in stuff. Maybe this whole thing finally kills the mail-in ballot.
I mean, it's... Lord, please help us. Maybe this will be the silver lining. But it's just funny. You know, in some ways, they think we're stupid. We can't get an ID. We wouldn't be able to figure out how to vote. We can't figure out how to come on one day a year or 2 days a year. We've got to have a week to come or the mail-in ballot. But then now they're expecting people then, well, if we're that stupid, how are we going to keep it straight? If we have two ballots, even if we know which party we're registered in, how do we know which one, even though one's clearly Republican and one's clearly Democrat? I mean, it doesn't make it. So now we're trusting people to do the right thing or just to be competent. Maybe they should have to come in person and hand in the wrong ballot and show they got it and then be given the correct ballot, but but then people couldn't come because somebody might not be able to drive or get a driver's license. Right.
Ridiculous. You're trying to appeal to people's better nature here and be trustworthy and be honest. But let's face it, there are going to be people out there that aren't, and there are going to be people out there trying to capitalize on this and change elections. So we know that happens all the time. Rescue Natural Supplements, big Memorial Day sale going on for the entire month of May, where all of our products, all of our natural supplements with no side effects to help you restore your health, maintain your health, have been marked down already, res-q.com. That is the website, or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Invite you to tune in to Rescue Healthline this coming Sunday morning. I'll be there. Thanks to Kim for sitting in for me last Sunday. But I'll be there to take a look at all these products and answer your questions along with the physician of the day. But right now, check it out, res-q.com. Again, this is one of the best sales of the year, the Rescue Annual Memorial Day Month Sale. It's a Memorial Day all month long at res-q.com or 1-800-262-5483. 6:30, let's get some news headlines with the update. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office has identified the parties in a deadly officer-involved shooting in Baltimore City. 46-year-old Lewis Jackson was shot by police on May 14th at the intersection of Wilkins and South Caton Avenues. The officers are identified as 13-year veteran Officer Sherrod Watson and 3-year veteran Officer Mark Rankine. Both officers are assigned to the patrol division. The shooting happened after officers responded to a report of a suicidal person with a gun. When police arrived at the scene, they say Jackson refused to drop the weapon and fired at officers, who returned fire. Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a Friday night shooting in the Wilkins precinct. Detectives have charged 27-year-old John Alvarado with attempted murder after a 16-year-old was shot in the 3300 block of Washington Boulevard. The teen suffered a non-life-threatening injury. According to police, Alvarado and the victim are known to each other. Alvarado is being held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center. And firefighters and hazmat crews responded to a 2-alarm fire at the Westminster Battery Warehouse store on Monday night. The fire involving lead acid and lithium ion batteries broke out at around 7:30 in the 800 block of Baltimore Boulevard. 2 Carroll County firefighters were taken to the hospital with heat-related injuries. Fire officials believe one of the lithium ion batteries may have had a thermal runaway, which is a self-accelerating increase in temperature that can lead to fires or explosions. The exact cause of the fire remains under investigation. And Fox 45 reports that multiple fire departments did respond to a warehouse fire in Westminster. The Upper Cove Volunteer Fire Company reported a second alarm fire, once again at the Battery Warehouse on Route 140. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial pound 250. Say micro and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's pound 250 micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck in Carroll County. Heads up for that. Route 32 at Route 97, and a couple of vehicles are involved. Tunnels right now southbound up to about a 5 to 7 minute delay, and building both on 95 and 895. And then the other big stories, 3 tractor trailers involved in accidents this morning on the outer loop at Lock Raven Boulevard. I don't think that's a tractor trailer. Let me take that back. I think that's a car hit the guardrail. Outer loop at Lock Raven Boulevard, still there on the right side. Tractor trailer eastbound Route 100 at Arundel Mills Boulevard with delays coming east from 295. Then the other tractor trailer on its side, westbound Route I-70 as you're moving over to the ramp area at at Route 75. Most of the westbound lanes are still blocked. That local traffic there would be on 144 as the detour route. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast, another sunny, hot, and humid day ahead of us with highs in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight with lows falling back into the low 70s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 6:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Last night in St. Pete, the Orioles were still left wondering, where have you gone, Trevor Rogers?
Teammates putting up a 4-0 lead. And that's going to be off the glove of Jackson. Aranda scores. Caminero's going to score.
Wayne Stass with the call on Rays TV. Johnny DeLuca's 150-foot two-run double wasn't hit very hard, but it did knock out Trevor Rogers last night after he allowed 8 runs in 3 2/3 as the Rays battered the Orioles. 16-6 was the final, leaving Baltimore 6 games under 500, 11 behind the Rays in the East. Post-game reaction, first from manager Al Bernaz on if he still believes in Trevor Rogers.
It might seem just like a stretch, but I don't think he's far off. I think it's just cleaning up locations of his pitches and then getting to the right pitches at the right time and count leverage, the ability to miss bats and get weak contact.
Later, Rogers, despondent at his locker, was asked if he agreed with that assessment.
I'm trying to be as professional as I can. Deep down, I think so. The past 4 or 5 starts, it's just been one inning where it's just gone off the rails with 2 outs.
Rogers now in his last 5 starts is 0-5, pitching to a .978 earned run average. One thing to note about Ravens OTAs, which got underway yesterday in Owings Mills, is that head coach Jesse Minter's practices are loud. Coaches chirping at coaches chirping at players, players chirping at players. According to the head coach, this is by design.
You know, you can't play this game quiet, and you can't play this game with doubt, and you can't play this game without knowing what you're doing. And so, you know, I know from a defensive standpoint, like, we should be the loudest, most crazy, obnoxious communicating unit in the history of football.
On another note, the team finished the practice session yesterday, including all coaches in the plank position for 2 minutes, a symbol of the team's mantra of finishing everything they do strong. Stanley Cup playoffs last night, Game 7 in Buffalo. The crowd was primed for a Sabres win.
Carrier ahead. Over the line comes Newhook. Shooting! Scores! Alex Newhook!
The Canadiens upset the Sabres last night. That call on Sportsnet Canada. Alex Newhook in overtime, 3-2 the final. On to the conference finals indeed. The time now is 6:37. When we return, turning our attention to the wild card.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen.
Oh, yeah!
Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
So this is where we are, Sean, and I'm just wondering if it's too soon.
Did you just say wild card?
Yeah, I did.
My goodness.
48
games. We're not
even
Memorial Day yet.
Hold on. 48 games into the... You're right, and that's why I'm saying, is it too soon? 48 games into the season, so not even a third of the way through.
How many games back are we now?
11. We're in fourth place. But if you turn over on my phone, you know how you can do the standings and then the wild card. In the wild card, we're only 1.5.
Okay.
1.5, Sean. We're right there.
Mark it down.
We got a team.
May 19th at 6:38.
Oh, God.
Gary Stein is waving the white flag.
What are we doing?
On the American League East pennant.
16-6, Sean.
What is Mike Elias doing? That is the question.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah.
And now we have Jordan Westberg is gone.
Yeah.
He's done for the year.
Jackson Holiday's coming.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be a holiday, Sean. I just don't think so.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? They can still turn things around. They just
could.
They got to get better starting pitching.
Wild card or bust.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Gary. 6:38. Don't forget Beach Boys tickets coming up within minutes. They're going to be at Pier 6. A chance for you to win a pair coming up. Not now, but be listening. We'll tell you when. And Dan Cox is going to join us live in studio for 1 hour as he's running for governor in the Republican primary. We'll talk with Dan coming up in about an hour and a half or so. But another big story. Oh, I did want to play what Delegate Jalega said yesterday regarding the mail-in ballots, and she made a very good point regarding these. Now, I'm understanding that the new ballot that you're going to receive, the replacement ballot, is going to be marked replacement ballot. But does that, you know, when you're tabulating the ballots, is there a barcode on the ballot that rejects the first ballot that went out and only accepts the replacement ballot? Still don't know the answer to that. My other question is that, remember, there are a lot of duplicate voters, dead voters. Maryland does not do a good job of purging its voter rolls, period. So how many of these 400,000 or 500, whatever it is, how many of these mail-in ballots went out to not actual people? They went. We've been told they go to gas stations, apartment complexes, post office collects those that aren't deliverable, and then what happens to them? Is the post office going to be told to destroy all ballots that they have received, or I mean, do they give them to somebody else? Is there somebody out there harvesting? Remember the what was the Dinesh D'Souza film again? The Mules. I can't remember the title.
I can't remember talking about it.
But yeah, there are people out there that are professional ballot harvesters that get paid like $10, $20 a ballot. And if they know these ballots are out there, they're going to be looking for them. They probably already got started yesterday or over the weekend on Friday when this story broke.
But Sean, Jared DeMarinis, again, I'm quoting another tweet from his official Twitter page. The action taken for reissuance of ballots eliminates any doubt about the integrity or the accuracy of mail-in voting in the primary election.
Sorry.
That doesn't assure you?
I'm not buying it.
Just because he says he's the source. He's the source.
He is the source. He's the problem. He's the source. So, again, that's why I applaud President Trump for having the feds come in and let's investigate this. Maybe once and for all, we can crack the corruption in the state of Maryland. I don't.
Awesome. I really appreciated President Trump's comments that you played earlier, and I appreciated that he does seem to understand he's not writing all of us off. He understands there are a lot of good people in Maryland. There's a lot of conservatives and MAGA and people who just want, or maybe people who just want an honest, transparent election, whatever side they're on. And he's not going to give up on us. So that would be great. If he could free us from sort of like hostages here in the state or our quote leadership, that would be awesome.
Somebody else.
Now
I think
we're in his target. Now we're in the target.
Exactly.
Line,
oh boy, we're in the crosshairs now.
Good.
We should also be in the crosshairs of Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch. I think they should pick up this ball and run with it as well, and keep the pressure on here. Don't let up. Keep
right.
it. So I applaud. Maryland Freedom Caucus. They have a role to play. Where is? Have we heard yet from Congressman Harris on this? Has he weighed in? I haven't heard. Maybe he has. I may have missed it. He should be because right now, of course, all the Governor Warren can think about is salivating over getting rid of his district. So we'll see. Here's Delegate Kathy Jalega, what she had to say yesterday.
We need to know, how will the Board of Elections know if people return two ballots by accident? You know, certainly some could be fraudulent, but there will be people that will think, well, gosh, I got a ballot for the Republicans. Now I have a ballot for the Democrats. Do I get to vote in both primaries? So this certainly is a disaster.
Interesting point that she makes there, and I'll tell you why. You know, there are 1 million unaffiliated voters in the state of Maryland that can't vote in the primary because they're not either a Democrat or a Republican. Now, they wouldn't get ballots, right? Theoretically.
Well, theoretically.
They wouldn't get ballots, but, you know, it's maybe there's something to be said there. Maybe people start, I'm going to fix their goose. I'm going to throw a monkey wrench into the whole works here. Speaking of monkeys and wrenches and things of that nature, we've got the initial member cast of the Planet of the Apes with us now. Chuck Whitaker with an update of what's happening.
Yeah, I always did like to monkey around in those movies.
Yes, you did. Though. Yes, you did.
I hated that suit, though. I mean, I look better just the way I look, which is not good. The outer loop of the Beltway, the wreck at Providence Road, and coming up the hill from Loch Raven is gone. So they've cleared that
But the backup now is all the way back. It went all the way back to Bel Air Road very quickly, and it's still slow. You might still have a trooper there. There's an overhead sign. I can't quite see that there might still be a trooper on the right side. But everybody's moving, coming down the hill, and then eventually all of this stuff has to work its way over towards I-83. So that's a long delay. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, getting away from that backup on the Beltway wouldn't be a bad idea. The Outer Loop West side, that's the normal delay from 795 to Frederick Road. We're up to 15 to 20-minute delays now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. And two problems from overnight. Westbound I-70 still affected. Tractor trailer on its side at Route 75 in Frederick County. And then eastbound Route 100, they're working on a tractor trailer accident there. Also on the right side, blocking a lane and a backup on 100 eastbound coming through Arundel Mills Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, hot, humid today, 95, 70 and cloudy in Ellicott City, and it is 70 in, actually 66 in Ocean City, as it's a little bit cooler by the ocean, down the ocean, hon. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon, latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name.
I put a ball, Johnson.
Beef jerky time.
Beef jerky time. America's number one pizza chain, according to 44,000 diners, is...
No One Out Pizza's the Hut.
Yes!
Pizza Hut. And they're coming, making a comeback. There's a guy that's bringing back all the original...
Yeah, the checkered... All the decor inside, the red booths,
and the fire and the remember the colored glasses.
They had like those Tupperware glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
That you get.
He's bringing back everything. Nostalgia.
That's so cool. We need a salad bar though. They had a rockin' salad bar.
The one thing they're not bringing back is the Donald Trump Ivana Trump commercial from 1995.
Do you really think this is the right thing for us to be doing, Ivana?
What do your people think?
Let them talk. Ivana. It's wrong, isn't it?
But it feels so right.
Then it's a deal?
Yes, we eat our pizza the wrong way.
Crust first.
I have the last slice.
Actually, you're only entitled to half.
That was a great line. There's a new dog in town introducing the Spam Dog. Hormel has announced Spam hot dogs are now a thing.
Oh, no.
Yes. And they recommend you put them on a griller or on a roller.
I always thought
that's what 7-Eleven was serving anyway, was the Spam Dogs.
What are they, like you mold it? You take it out of the can and make it into a weenie?
No, it comes already molded. You know, we know that you're an expert at handling weeners.
That's sorry, it took me a minute. Not a weenie. Or should you say handling Spam? I don't know what to
flag
say.
Flag all of that.
Flag
the whole damn bit. Now we can go home.
We're flagging
for the
up.
Third time this morning.
Yeah, watch that now. Oh, that's a shot. It's an inside shot, Mr. Casey.
We're glad everything's fine. Budweiser and Leonard Skinner to celebrating America's 250th anniversary of the company's 150th anniversary party in St. Louis. Big doings there. Budweiser, but Budweiser's no longer an American-owned beer, is it?
I don't think so.
I thought another company bought the iconic Anheuser-Busch St. Louis brewery. I thought it was a Dutch company, wasn't it? I'll have to look it up. But anyway, they're celebrating together. 150 for Budweiser, 250 for the good old U.S. of A. Chuck, Cracker Barrel's giving away $250,000 in free gas and food this summer.
Which comes first?
You know.
Wow.
10-week sweepstakes dubbed Fuel Your Summer Road Trip. They're going to give away $250,000 in food and gas.
Gas.
All of it. All of the above. So anyway.
Giving away grass. I'm going.
Cracker Barrel Rewards members will each win $1,000 total, $500 Cracker Barrel gift card, $500 gas gift card. 25 new winners each week. No purchase necessary. All you have to do is be a Cracker Barrel Rewards member. Are you a rewards member at Cracker Barrel?
I am not.
Okay, well, good reason for you to say.
I didn't know they had such a thing.
Yeah, they do now.
I didn't know they had any kind of, card thing or membership.
Everybody has a loyalty program or rewards program now. Even WCBM.
Really?
We don't know what you get, but there is a rewards program.
I did not know that.
We give you one additional Chuck Whitaker traffic report each morning.
An autographed poster.
If you win. It's a private report.
Oh, dear. I'm calling Debbie.
Maybe. I don't think she's awake yet. She is now, I can tell you that.
Dunkin' Donuts offering 1 million free coffees today for rewards members. So there you have it. If you are a Dunkin' Donuts reward member, you get a free coffee today. So check it out.
Very nice.
I'm sure it's on the app or whatever.
I'm right down the road there.
Exactly. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that.
Quick update.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Two things. Northbound 95, the construction has begun again at Route 24. Southbound is looking at something. Might be a wreck in here somewhere. So looking at that. And the wreck on I-70 at Newmarket has cleared, and I-70 is back open. Thank you.
All right, sounds good. And it is, I don't know if you saw the video of this. Speaking of food, there was a massive brawl at a Chipotle in D.C. Right near the Navy Yard. And it was, it looked like younger people. They could have been young adults. It could have been teens. But it was brutal. They were throwing chairs, busting chairs over each other's backs and heads, fighting, and a lot of it caught on cell phone camera. Judge Janine, who's now U.S. Attorney for D.C., said she's going after the parents.
These are not harmless gatherings. They are violent and they are disruptive. And you can see from what happened at Chipotle's this past weekend. It was not just violence occurring between individuals. It was simply destruction of property. It was a takeover of a restaurant by individuals who felt that they could get away with it. Well, they're not going to get away with it. And I'm going to tell you how in a couple of minutes. But this terrorizing is going to end. And the message that lawlessness runs the streets is over. The city belongs to law-abiding residents, not roaming mobs looking to make a name for themselves or to contribute to the chaos or violence and to get social media attention. These are not kids being kids.
No, they're criminals is what they are, and they should be charged. And if they can't charge them because they're juvies, then she says she's charging the parents. Remember, Ivan Bates promised to do that here in the city of Baltimore. Not a single, I think one parent has been charged as an accessory to an actual crime, but not a single parent has been charged with anything of juvenile criminal conduct outside of that. 651, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill? The possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
Authority, Friends of Glenn Gilhar, Brianna Gilhar Treasurer. Website, www.friendsofglenngilhar.org. The progressive policies coming out of Annapolis are wrecking our state. It doesn't have to be this way. Together, we can reopen affordable power plants and reduce the burdensome taxes and fees. Our students deserve to graduate with marketable skills that includes driver's education and certifications for the trades. Early voting starts June 11th and runs through the 18th. Election day is June 23rd. Vote Glenn Gilhar for delegate.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Fly. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It's 6:53. Do you know where your wife is?
Nice. Continue with that all day. Let's just clear this up. Here's what happened. 20 minutes to 6 this morning, my wife overslept. I thought something happened to her, so I left the studio and went home and woke her up. So now I'm paying the price.
And thank God she's okay.
She's fine.
But she explained it. She explained that she had a mute button on the phone.
All the time for me.
And she always thought that mute meant that she would mute you.
Nice.
And not
a lot of people would like to mute me. Total traffic.
But not now.
Total traffic. Yeah. Metro traffic.
You're unmutable.
Odyssey. They'd all like to mute me. Northbound 95. That construction zone at Route 24 in Harford County is there. They were there earlier. Now they're back. And there's a delay. Southbound, I think they're looking at the backup northbound and wondering if there's a wreck. Well, there's a backup southbound as well coming through that area. Carroll County, the new wreck, Route 32, Route 97. They're still blocking the right side of the road. Eastbound, Route 100 at Arundel Mills Boulevard. Only a single lane is getting by to the left. So, again, be prepared for that 15 to 20-minute delay southbound at both Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, hot, humid today. 95 right now. 72 in the city. 72 in Parkville. Remember we did the story a couple of weeks ago about this paint fee that Democrats and Republicans, you know, Republicans like the retiring Senator Chris West, left us with this little ticking time bomb. This was $1.15 fee on every gallon of paint sold. And that is obviously really cutting into the bottom line of professional painters. Maybe not so much the homeowners as much as it is the painters. But here's the deal. We were told back then that this paint fee was going to go to recycle the paint, right? That you can, this would help recycle the paint that's been left over. For me, I keep all the paint that I use as touch-up because you never know when you're going to change colors. And then you can effectively, you can do it. You can recycle your own paint. You don't need to have somebody do it for you. But somebody's getting rich off this entire scheme. They told us there were no taxes being taken out of that paint fee. Well, guess again, the 6% sales tax is applied to the paint fee as well. So technically, you are paying, you're being taxed now a little bit more as a result of this paint fee that was imposed upon us by the Democrats and some Republicans. And one professional painter, Diana, says she's not going to buy her paint in Maryland no more.
We are traveling to Pennsylvania to go get our paint, especially if it's quantity.
Diane Ford to lose.
Every added $5, $10 on, and you have to pass it on. You can't keep eating it. And it's just, it's going to be loss of clientele.
Yeah, and the legislation approved this, the fee in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, which went into effect last month. Every dollar collected is set to go to this nonprofit that apparently invests all sorts of money. $63 million is being invested in the stock market. So somebody is getting rich off this, folks. Let's follow the money. Let's follow the money. And we were told this was environmental reasons. We have all this paint sitting around in the houses and in the garages. And what do? Well, you do like any other informed person does. You pick your paint up and you take it to your local recycling center. They'll take care of it for you. Just like they do if you've got, you know, hazardous materials. You know, the tiki torch fuel, if you got that left over, or gasoline, or any kind of oil. When you're for oil change, if you're a self person that changes your own oil in the driveway of your car, there's a place where you can go to recycle all of that. But no, we have to have a program in the state of Maryland. This $1.15 per gallon fee is higher than what consumers pay in most of 13 other participating states. California only pays 65 cents a gallon. D.C., 70 cents. Only the states of Washington and Vermont have fees that are slightly higher than Maryland's. And Diana, the professional painter, says, you know, this is her livelihood. This is her career. This is what she does. And she, you know, having to travel to Pennsylvania to buy large quantities of paint to save money, well, might as well just move there.
I love the state. It's so pretty and everything. But, you know, we're all thinking about exiting. We don't want to, but the thinking about it, it's just too much. Nobody works for us anymore.
Indeed. They work for themselves. They work to grow government. They work to make people dependent upon government. That's what they do in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. It is just horrifying. Don't forget our Beach Boys ticket giveaway coming up within minutes here. They're going to be at Pier 6 on June 6th at 8 p.m. And we've got a pair of tickets to give away coming up sometime in the next hour or so. Dan Cox is going to join us. He'll be in studio for 1 hour, a full-length interview. We've got a lot of ground to cover, so be tuned. Make sure you, if you can't, you know, listen to it live, don't forget, you can always listen to the podcast when you want. On Demand is what we have here with Casey and Company, On Demand. And you can check that out at WCBM.com. Just in time for that. If you'd like to submit a question, we're not going to take live callers in that hour, but if you want to submit a question for Dan Cox, then you can do so via email, am680@wcbm.com, or you can text your question in using the WCBM mobile app. It's absolutely free. If you don't have it, go to your app store, download it today, and I'll get as many as I can in. I have my own questions already ready to go, and we probably might repeat or step on each other a little bit, but I am interested in your input, your questions as well. So do that right away so I'm prepared. All right, coming up next, Governor Moore vowing to fight on with his gerrymandering scheme.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Looks like the Iranian regime is safe, at least for the moment.
President Donald Trump says he's holding off on a planned attack of Iran. Trump made this announcement on his Truth Social platform. He said he made the decision after talking to the leaders of Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar.
Correspondent Jonathan Gambrell, the president giving Tehran a bit more time to agree to a deal that he can accept. And that would include the Iranians agreeing to give up their pursuit of nuclear weapons. Deadly attack at a large Southern California mosque.
Police in San Diego say two teenage suspects opened fire at the Islamic Center of San Diego, killing three men before killing themselves.
We are considering this a hate crime until it's not.
Police Chief Scott Wall.
So we have our two suspects that are deceased. We have three victims at the Islamic Center. All three are adults, for a total of five people that are deceased.
Aerial footage showed more than a dozen children holding hands and being walked out of the parking lot during the police response.
All of the kids are safe.
Wall says a security guard was among the victims and that the two suspects were found dead in a vehicle stopped in the middle of a road nearby. Audio courtesy KGTV. I'm Jennifer King.
Service on New York's Long Island Railroad is slated to resume later today. A tentative contract ends a three-day strike that closed the LIRR. Voters in several states are going to the polls today in primaries. In Kentucky, incumbent Republican Congressman Trump foe Thomas Massey being challenged by Trump-endorsed candidate Ed Galrine. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche goes up to Capitol Hill today for his first congressional testimony since taking over at the Department of Justice. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 81 points. The Nasdaq futures 200 points lower, and the S&P futures are down 30 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Morning backup is just arriving now towards Annapolis. I-97 is beginning to slow right here at Route 32. That's the normal delay. It's not quite backed up solid yet.
but it's getting there. So after that and the bridge at 178, you're clear. Everybody's fine coming off the Bay Bridge. Three lanes are open westbound, two eastbound, and we're clear over at Ritchie Highway and at the Severn River Bridge. It was a big wreck overnight eastbound Route 100 near Arundel Mills Boulevard, and after 295, looks like they're still working on that on the right side of the roadway. Carroll County, the wreck now about 25 minutes ago at Route 32 at Route 97. All your normal delays on the Beltway, 20-minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels, and construction delays, they work during rush hour northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast, another sunny, hot, and humid day ahead of us with highs in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight with lows falling back into the low 70s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
69 degrees in Bel Air and 70 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that President Donald Trump is weighing on an error in some mail-in ballots in the state of Maryland. The State Board of Elections confirmed the error that would lead some voters to receive the wrong party for the gubernatorial primary election. As a precaution, the state is resending all ballots, regardless of whether someone received the correct one initially. Now Trump is addressing the error. And the Maryland State Board of Elections is releasing new information on its website about the wrong mail-in ballot sent to some voters for the June gubernatorial primary election. On Friday, the board pointed to their vendor, Taylor Print and Visual Impressions, Inc., saying some voters received the incorrect party ballot. The board says more than 500,000 voters have requested mail-in ballots. To correct the error, all mail-in voters will be sent a replacement ballot plus a postcard explaining the mistake and requesting that you destroy the previous ballot and envelope and wait. And no injuries are reported after a small plane made an emergency landing on the beach in Ocean City. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 875, the pick 4, 6485. 7:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, if you look hard enough, you can find a bright spot in the Orioles 16-6 loss to the Rays last night.
Here's Hadley. Maybe that's why Brian Baker doesn't want to face him. Sends it deep to center and gone. Rutschman rocks a home run, his seventh long ball of the season.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Way too little, way too late, of course. But Rutschman is looking the part these days for Baltimore. Manager Albanez was asked after the game about the switch-hitting catcher for the Orioles.
You know, going through last year and the injuries he had with both obliques and having a great offseason and carrying away to right now is what we're seeing. And he's moving so well in the box. And his at-bat quality is what really stands out as well.
Now, on another note, the Birds reinstated Jackson Holiday before last night's game. The manager was asked what motivated that decision.
Seeing how he's moving around and talking with him, we had a great good conversation when he got here today, and just seeing where he's at mentally. And you know, once everyone saw him and got a good gauge of where he's at, we decided to make the move.
Holiday was not in the lineup last night. One player to note during the Ravens OTAs yesterday was rookie third-round pick out of USC, Jacoby Lane. The wide receiver Lane with a nice extended catch along the sideline. Drew praise, from offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, while Lane had praise back at Doyle.
Coach Doyle has a great plan set for us, and I think just being able to see where his mind at. I think I was just itching to play football the whole time I heard him talking. You know, he has that demeanor that just screams football, I think.
OTAs continue today in Owings Mills. Coming up in 30 minutes, manager Al Bernas with a message to Oreo fans. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680-1800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680 at wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, meet Maryland's serial sewer. I mean, S-U-E-R. Lawsuits abound. Maryland sheriffs dropping the fight on 287G, but picking up a new one on the Community Trust Act. Our top story here, governor is vowing to fight on the Maryland gerrymander redistricting battle. And also in this hour, keep listening, your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Beach Boys at Pier 6 on June 6th. Coming up within minutes. And next hour, Dan Cox joins us in studio for 1 hour to talk about his gubernatorial campaign in the Republican primary. But again, top story here today, Governor Moore has been remarkably silent on his controversial military service records. He has not so far, to my knowledge, commented on the staggering failure of his Maryland State Board of Elections with these mail-in ballots. So far, in not a single word. But he's fighting on over the weekend in North Carolina the redistricting, redrawing of maps, gerrymandering, whatever you want to call it. He is still doubling down that Maryland must do something to go, which he thinks is a fair map, 7-1, to an even fairer map, wiping out any Republican representation in the state, going 8-0 and getting rid of Andy Harris's seat in the first district. And this was at the Johnson C. Smith University that he gave a speech regarding that Maryland still is going to fight, he's going to fight for redistricting in Maryland.
If there is going to be a national conversation about fair maps across our nation, then my state, the state of Maryland, would be part of that conversation.
Well, there's nothing fair about it. There's nothing fair about what happens in New England, where you have six states and where there are about 38-42% Republican. Not a single Republican member of Congress. Not one outside of in the House, that is. You have Susan Collins in Maine there. And he went on to say that, again, this he called it political redlining.
We are watching political redlining happening in real time.
And says that he was left with no choice because President Trump, reacting to a suit against that Joe Biden had launched and reacting to years of Democrat abuse of the redistricting process, President Trump said he wasn't going to take it anymore. Finally, Republicans fighting back.
We don't have a choice but to act, particularly when we're watching the greatest assault on black voter representation around the country that we have seen in generations.
It's not about race. It's not about black voter representation. It's about Democrats' political power, especially when a black woman in Tennessee would have been a beneficiary against Steve Clown Cohen in Tennessee. So I didn't hear Governor Moore utter one word I think her name was Charmaine Goodman. I have to look it up again. Or Charlene. Anyway, he said that the Voting Rights Act was dismantled by the Supreme Court.
And the Voting Rights Act was passed in order to make sure that if we were really going to be a representative democracy, then that needed to mean that your democracy needed to be representative.
Yeah.
And that has now been struck down.
Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act was struck down. Not the entire act. He would lead you to believe the whole thing was gutted. Only Section 2, which basically says you can't draw a majority-minority district purely based on race. And you shouldn't be able to draw one based on party affiliation either. I think the whole redistricting thing needs to be gutted, to tell you the truth. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Speaking of gutted, Gutted Johnson is here with an update to get you to work on time.
I remember, please don't squeeze the Charmaine.
Remember Mr. Whipple?
That's right. I could take his place.
You could. You are an excellent squeezer.
There's no doubt about it, Mr. Casey. I've gotten water out of a nickel before. What are you talking about?
Yes, you have.
Northbound 95 at Route 24, Harford County. Again, say it every day. They work during the rush hour. Northbound 95. They take away a lane, so we have at least a mile backup on the northbound side. And every once in a while, we get a little wreck there. Right now, there's no wreck. And the backup, which was southbound, they were kind of looking at it. That's improved now, so that's on the way. 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit more southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 now is backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. 95 is backed up to the bridge at Moravia Road. The wreck overnight eastbound Route 100 after 295 and at Arundel Mills Boulevard still has us down to one lane getting through there. Big backup eastbound. Westbound traffic is looking at it, and they also have a delay coming by the scene. You have all your normal delays right now in and around 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a sunny, hot, and humid day. 95 for the high. Overnight lows in the 70s. Tomorrow hot again. Mid-90s. Showers and storms move in Wednesday afternoon and evening. So, again, it's a hot one. A little bit of early summer here in late spring. Right now, 70 and cloudy and 4 is still 73 in Dundalk. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump posted a Truth Social yesterday. He was delaying a planned attack on Iran set for today. I have been asked by the Emir of Qatar, Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud, and the President of the United Arab Emirates, Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, to hold off on our planned military attack on the Islamic Republic of Iran, which was scheduled for tomorrow, meaning today. And that serious negotiations are now taking place, and that, in their opinion, as great leaders and allies, a deal will be made, which will be very acceptable to the United States of America, as well as all countries in the Middle East and beyond. Well, we'll see. We'll see if the murder mad mullahs are serious this time, or whether this is a ploy to stall and delay. In another Truth Social post, Trump said if Iran surrenders, admits their navy is gone and resting at the bottom of the sea, and their air force is no longer with us, and if their entire military walks out of Tehran, weapons dropped and hands held high, each shouting, "I surrender," while wildly waving the representative white flag, and if their entire remaining leadership signs all necessary documents of surrender and admit their defeat to the great power and force of the magnificent U.S. of A., the failing New York Times, the China Street Journal, Wall Street Journal, and corrupt and now relevant CNN and all other members of the fake news media will headline that Iran had a masterful and brilliant victory over the United States of America. It wasn't even close. He writes, the Democrats and media have totally lost their way. They've gone absolutely crazy, and they have. But meanwhile, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian making a surprise public admission that the Iran has suffered great harm and that it is time to face reality. So we'll see. I mean, you know, proof is in the pudding. President Trump was asked yesterday at the Trump RX presser whether or not he was concerned about the spread of Ebola.
Should Americans be concerned about Ebola?
I'm concerned about everything, but certainly am. I think that, you know, it's been confined right now to Africa, But it's something that has had a breakout.
Yeah, and there are some conflicting reports whether somebody that was infected, that came from Congo, was actually infected with Ebola or not. That has not been confirmed by the CDC as of yet. It's being reported in a number of news outlets, but it may be time to just out of abundance of caution to shut it down from the Congo into the United States until they get a grip on Ebola, which has got a high mortality rate. Today's election day in Alabama, Georgia, Idaho, Kentucky, Oregon, and Pennsylvania holding primaries. We're 1 week out in Texas. In Kentucky, as you know, President Trump is supporting a retired Navy SEAL over Thomas Massie. He's endorsed Navy SEAL Ed Gallrine, and he is blasting Lauren Boebert and Rand Paul for campaigning with Thomas Massie, who consistently votes against the president and against the Republicans. I don't even know what party he would be affiliated with, but he certainly isn't America First. He's certainly not he's got this independent streak, and which is fine, but you know, it doesn't really help the party advance the Trump agenda. And the big question is Ken Paxton. He talks about how much money the Republican Party is spending to defeat him and support John Cornyn in Texas, and they hold their primary next Tuesday.
I've learned a lot about this. One is there are really no fundraising limits on incumbents, only on challengers. And two, that the primary's goal doesn't really necessarily seem to be protecting the map, making sure we get the most Republicans. The primary goal is to protect incumbency. Otherwise, why would you spend that much money on John Cornyn? I mean, you spend the money after when we need it in the general election against a Democrat. Instead, $150 million being spent here against a Republican. Most of the donors, they knew that, probably wouldn't be very happy. And two, you could have used that money in Georgia. You could have used it in North Carolina. You could have used it in Michigan or Maine. Somewhere where it actually make a difference to help us hold onto the map. But the primary goal is not that. Otherwise, their actions would have followed, and they would have held the money for that instead of trying to keep John Cornyn. And look, why don't you just let Texas decide that? Let the voters decide instead of trying to influence it from Washington and mislead people about my record, about who I am, and mislead about John. Let John stand on his own. He's had 24 years in the Senate. Let him fight his own fights. Don't come spend the money here. Go spend it against Democrats and help us keep the majority.
$150 million. In a Republican primary to support Cornyn over Paxton, that's lunacy. RNC Chair Joe Gruters has announced 130 lawsuits filed across 32 states to stop Democrat election shenanigans. Seems like we've lawyered up. President Trump's intel deal and soaring markets prove America First works. Listen to this. So far, 57 record highs in the S&P 500, 50 record highs on the NASDAQ, 26 record highs at the Dow Jones, and 44 record highs at the New York Stock Exchange Composite. Again, these are all good indicators. Don Jr. and Bettina Anderson will be wed over Memorial Day. So apparently Kimberly Guilfoyle didn't get the ring, and Bettina did. Actor James Woods is torching John Thune as a treacherous rat because he is. So I couldn't agree with him more. That's the way it was 485 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
F-O-Y-M-C-A. 7:21, and you're listening to Casey and Company on our Newsmaker Hotline. Stephen Friedman from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing fine, sir. Thanks.
All right, so at the law office of Michael Friedman, we just received a new batch of the what to do in case you've been involved in an auto accident checklist cards. Now, as we've talked about, these are really important. Really, every driver in the family should have one in the vehicle. The card, which I have in my hand right now, lists about 15 of the most important points that you want to follow. God forbid you've been involved in an auto accident. And it's really dummy-proof, folks. Put it in your glove compartment. If unfortunately you're involved in an accident, just pull out the card, and you can literally go line by line, and it will tell you exactly what kind of information that you need. So how do you obtain these very important cards? Two ways. Number one, call our office, 410-363-6848, or go onto our website at maflaw.com. Scroll down. You'll see a picture of the card. Just click on there. We'll mail you out the cards free of charge. Now, let's go through some of the most important points here, and this is in no particular order. If you've been involved in an accident, number one, get all of the important insurance information from all of the parties of the scene. And if the other parties are unwilling to get or give you the insurance information, call the police. That's another important point, because the police will help facilitate getting you the necessary information that you need. Also, take some photographs. You can take a picture of the other party's license tag number, because at our office, we're hooked into the MVA, so if you just give us the license plate, we're able to get the owner's information, we're able to get the insurance information, so take pictures. And also, you want to take pictures of the damage to your vehicle and the damage to any other vehicles and the scene, so we know exactly how the accident happened. So there's several other important points. So please get your free auto accident checklist card. Call us, 410-363-6848, or go to our website, maflaw.com. Hope everybody has a safe weekend, has a safe holiday weekend, and we are here for you all 24/7 if you need us. So, Sean, that's it. Have a great holiday, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, Stephen, you too. You and family, enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you soon. It's the Law Office of Michael A. Freeman, maflaw.com. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. And here is Lugnuts Johnson.
The backup on I-97 now is the normal delay coming south right at the merge at Route 32. So we're backed up there. If you're coming down from Gambrels and Odenton, you're coming down from Millersville. It's right there at the top of the hill. Gets better after the bridge at 178. We're a little bit slow near the Severn River Bridge. There had been a report of a broken down vehicle eastbound between Rogue Boulevard and the Severn River Bridge, and I think they were looking at it for a little bit. Westbound was slow. It's getting better now, and no problems at the Bay Bridge. 20-minute delays, if not longer, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. The Beltway continues with all the normal delays now on the Parkville side through Pikesville, 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. They're still working on that wreck. That one happened overnight. Eastbound Route 100 after the ramp at 295 near Arundel Mills Boulevard. And at last check, I'm going to go back and revisit that, but there was a delay there on the eastbound and the westbound side. And construction delays, Harford County, northbound I-95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, hot, and humid today. Pretty much the same, 95 or so, pretty much the same for tomorrow with showers and storms, maybe tomorrow evening. Right now it's cloudy, 71 in Annapolis, 70 in Ellicott City. And, I just got a bunch of emails and texts here regarding the mail-in ballot issue, which we will talk with Dan Cox coming up at the top of the hour. And don't forget your Beach Boy tickets just minutes away here on the WCBM. Be listening. I'll tell you when to call in. Not now. Michelle says, I work in the elections in Harford County, though I am a skeptic on the whole mail-in ballot process. There's only one vote per name. I'm a check-in judge. If you request a mail-in ballot, it alerts me on the screen. If you were issued one but didn't use, you can only vote provisionally. That way they can confirm there are not two votes for that name. The ones to worry about are ballots mailed to the wrong people and dead people. Someone else can vote on your behalf. And when you go to cast your vote, it'll show already voted. That person's vote has been disenfranchised, except for the deceased one. But then again, that takes away from another person's vote. So if you vote as a dead person, or in a dead person's name, you're going to cancel out somebody else's vote. So she says, get rid of the mail-ins permanently. Michelle, that's a great idea. Ken says, when I volunteered before as an election judge, the ballots do not have serial numbers that distinguish one ballot from the other. I think this was done with intention to cheat. Elsewhere, Brian says, the fix is simple, no mail-in ballots. There can be no errors, malicious or otherwise, if you just don't mail them out. Why Marylanders put up with this is beyond me. Well, because we're run by one party, the Democrat Party, which specializes in corruption. And so on and so forth. So, Kristen, I know
100%. 100%. No, I mean, both listeners, 100% correct. And you're right. If we had no mail-in ballots, then we wouldn't have the issue that the first listener just described, which we were talking about yesterday. What happens when you show up to vote and you know you didn't, and you were told, well, our computer says you requested a mail-in ballot. Whether you sent it in or not, it doesn't matter. You are not allowed to vote. And then you're given a provisional vote, to temper you. But how do I know that's going to count? And how do you know? I mean, and again, like I was recounting yesterday, my experience going through election training, when someone raised that question, said, well, what do we say if someone is insistent that they want to vote and they said they did not request a mail-in ballot? you know, the person, well, they probably forgot. But what if that isn't the case? What if there is something nefarious going on? What if someone hacked into the system? What if someone stole your mail-in? Maybe you did request a mail-in ballot, but it got stolen somewhere before it got to you. And then that's being sent in. And then which vote counts? Someone else voting on your mail-in ballot or the provisional ballot that you fill out on election day? You know, it's a mess.
Something else. I mean, and I have to look into this, but do you know that if you voted via mail-in ballot in prior elections, do you automatically get sent one? I know some states do that.
I don't do it, so I don't know.
So I'll have to check with that. And that's an issue because I know in California, they automatically just send them out. And we've talked to Jay Valentine before. And he's told us that they have seen mail-in ballots go to gas stations, apartment complexes, Walmarts, and, you know, again, and obviously nobody's there that lives there. There are no residences there, but they send the mail-in ballots there anyway, and then they're harvested. They're collected.
Of course.
Either by the postal service or somebody else that's been paid to go, find those ballots and then vote in people's names. And that's what happens. It's not the illegal aliens voting. It's people voting in their names if they've been registered through motor voter and all sorts of stuff. That whole system, that's why we need. Yesterday I was watching J.D. Vance, Vice President Vance, and I think it was in Kansas City, and the biggest applause line he got for the entire speech was when he said it's time to pass the Save America Act. American people want it. Republicans want it. Democrats want it. Blacks want it. Latinos want it. Everybody wants the, and John Thune and these feckless gutless Republicans that run the Senate won't deliver on President Trump or for President Trump on that. So,
amen. And this is not the first time. We have a history. Every time it's something. And then even on Election Day, it's always something. Why can't they get it right when they have one job? So maybe, as Trump had said, the only way they made it work in 2024 to overcome the cheating is make it too big to rig. So that's another reason why, until we get this fixed, Republicans need to turn out for the primary in Maryland. We need to make it too big to rig.
Still to come, we got Beach Boy tickets. We got Choose Your Fake News coming up in this hour as well. Just about a half hour away from Dan Cox in studio for a full hour interview on his gubernatorial campaign. 7:30, let's get some news headlines with Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A 33-year-old man was arrested and his dirt bike was seized after he assaulted two Baltimore police officers on Saturday, according to authorities. On May 16th, around 6:40 p.m., officers saw a group of dirt bike riders in the area of the 200 block of Mission Boulevard. Officials reported that one of the riders stopped on the sidewalk, leading an officer to seize the dirt bike. And during this process, the suspect assaulted two officers while trying to resist arrest. Additional officers arrived at the scene and the suspect was soon taken into custody and transported to central booking. A string of shootings involving juveniles is sparking growing concerns over youth gun violence across the region. In less than 48 hours, five separate shootings involving teenagers were reported from Baltimore City to the surrounding counties. On Thursday night in Owings Mills, a 16 and 19-year-old were found with multiple gunshot wounds. Neighbors described the violence as shocking for the typically quiet community. And as the ongoing conflict with Iran continues, gas prices are still sending shockwaves through many residents filling up at the pumps. According to the American Automobile Association, as of Monday, the national average for gas is about $4.51, which is up from a month ago when it was $4.05. Last year at this time, the national average was $3.17 per gallon. Maryland's average is just under the national average of about $4.46 per gallon. 1 month ago, the state average was $4.05, and last year it was $3.10. And for professional painters in Maryland, a new fee added to every gallon of paint is changing how and where they buy supplies, with some saying they're now crossing state lines to avoid higher cost. Diana, a professional painter, said the state's new $1.15 fee on every gallon of paint sold is pushing her to shop outside of Maryland. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Sean Casey back again with my good friend Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, our local real estate expert. You know, we spent some time over the years talking about the great work your company does helping charities like Johns Hopkins Children's Center. But in addition, you're also helping our veterans and first responders with discounts and special programs.
That's right, Sean. Our veterans and first responders using VA or FHA loans are getting edged out by cash and conventional financing offers. It's not fair that those that serve are having to pay up to 11% more just to be competitive. So we're turning the tables in order to level the playing field and give our veterans and anyone using an FHA loan the advantage once again. Our Guaranteed Close program provides assurance that when a seller accepts an offer from one of our buyers, they'll close on time or we'll step in and buy it for the contracted price.
That's incredible news, Vinny. So if you're a veteran or plan on using an FHA loan, call or text Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
733 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're moving traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels, but very slow. And with that, and again, we're looking at our normal delays now, 895 back beyond Pulaski Highway. And even the northbound side now at the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway is beginning to see at least some slowing through the Toll Plaza and into the Tube northbound. 95 and 895 south are backed up towards Moravia Road. And at last check, very heavy traffic coming south all the way into the Toll Plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. From there, it looks like 95 and Russell Street and 395 from the camera shot just coming up now. Yeah, we're good right here with the lanes open. The sky ramp is clear. The southbound exit ramp onto Russell Street and down to the BW Parkway. That's a long ramp. It's a single-lane ramp. A little bit slow right there at the end. The wreck from early this morning, still there. Westbound, make that eastbound, Route 100, moving to the east of 295 at Arundel Mills Boulevard. They're still blocking the right side of the road. There was a backup there also on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast, another sunny, hot, and humid day ahead of us with highs in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight with lows falling back into the low 70s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. The mystifying downward spiral of Trevor Rogers continued last night in St. Pete. Rogers, who started the season with three strong starts, knocked around for the fifth consecutive time last night in Baltimore's 16-6 loss to the Rays. The left-hander knocked out in the fourth after allowing seven earned runs, his ERA ballooning to 9.78 over the last five. After the game, Rogers took the loss especially hard.
Excuse my friends, but they beat my ass tonight, and I let down everyone in this room, and I'm just not doing my job right now, and this loss is on me.
Meanwhile, the questions remain, what has happened? Here's Rogers attempting to explain.
I wish I had an answer for you. I don't know. I just try to keep making pitches, and it's just not going my way.
Later, manager Albanez, trying to keep a stiff upper lip, was asked after the game what he can say to Oriole fans who are hoping there's a turnaround around the corner.
Yeah, that's why we play every day, you know, and it's not like football where we play once a week or basketball. Like, we have to turn the page fast, and our guys have shown the ability to do that. It's just one game, and, you know, we still have the ability to win the series.
Game two tonight in St. Pete. Kyle Bradish tries to right the ship. That'll be at 6:40 p.m. Meanwhile, last night in Los Angeles, Athletics pitcher J.T. Ginn carried a no-hitter and a 1-0 lead into the ninth.
Here's a fly ball, center field. It's hit well. Bolte is back near the wall. It's gone! Unbelievable! What a finish! Zach Neto says goodnight to the A's.
Wayne Randazzo had the call on Sportsnet LA. Adam Frazier broke up the no-hitter, and Zach Neto won the game for the Angels. 2-1 was the final in Anaheim. Meanwhile, OTAs yesterday for the Ravens, and one player who continues to look the part for Baltimore is the big rookie running back Adam Randall, who could provide the Ravens another dimension catching passes out of the backfield. Randall boasts both speed and versatility. Initially was a wide receiver in college.
We only had redshirt freshman running backs and incoming freshmen, and, you know, Coach Sweeney wanted a vet in the room, and he saw my size, my speed, and my pass-catching ability. Also, you know, just my knack for running after the catch. Day two
of OTAs this afternoon. A couple NFL notes. The league has awarded the 2028 draft to the city of Minneapolis and the 2030 Super Bowl to Nashville. Nothing for Baltimore. The time now is 7:37. When we return, we play the always fun game of Where Are They Now?
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen.
Oh, yeah!
Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
All right, Sean, so we're going to play the game, Where Are They Now? That's always a fun game to play, right? Because you look back and you look at it. Okay, so here we are. It's been 1 year and 2 days since the Orioles fired Brandon Hyde as their manager last year.
Right.
They were 15-28 when they did that.
Okay.
Okay, so now the question, number one of Where Are They Now, where is Brandon Hyde today?
I have no idea.
Okay. Brandon Hyde is the senior advisor of baseball operations for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Uh-oh.
The Tampa Bay Rays have the best record in Major League Baseball. Their record is 31-15. Okay? Okay. Here's Where Are They Now, number two. Brandon Hyde was replaced by Tony Mancelino last year.
Right.
The question is, where is Tony Mancelino today?
Don't tell me he's with the Rays.
No, he's not with the Rays.
All right.
He's with the second best team in Major League Baseball. He's with the Braves.
Oh, okay.
He's the third base coach.
Right.
What does this say? Just what does this say? Let's just stop right
Can
there.
Can we go back to the wild card debate?
Too soon?
Too soon. Way too soon. My goodness.
Oh, boy. What are we doing?
It's a tough crowd. It is a tough crowd, but it's not looking good.
16-6 is... 16, you deserve to be a tough
crowd. Well, this coming on the heels of a 13-3 loss to the Nats over the weekend. It's just,
that's right. Bullpen exploded.
Yeah.
Last night it was Trevor Rogers exploding in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
All right.
And so maybe Mike Elias is the problem.
Ooh. Okay. That's something to examine.
Okay. I'm sure you will in future reports.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Hey, Beach Boys are coming to Pier 6 Pavilion on June the 6th, 8 p.m. Might be the last time you get a chance to see them perform live. I got a pair of tickets for you right now. First caller, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 is one of those numbers. First caller will receive a pair of tickets to see the Beach Boys, and that is, of course, at Pier 6 Pavilion on June the 6th. And keep listening to Kim Klasick live a little bit later on for another chance to win a pair of tickets. We got more tickets coming up for you tomorrow as well here on the program. So keep listening to Casey and Company and Kim Klasick live. Maryland sheriffs are vowing to fight the legislation passed this past legislative session in the Maryland General Insane Asylum prohibiting formal agreements between local police agencies and federal immigration officials. But as the 90-day clock expires on Monday, it turns out 7 of the 9 counties that had so-called 287G formal agreements with ICE have now pulled out of those plans, and the agreement will not be enforced, even though it's still on the books. They think that sheriffs are still assessing a challenge to the other piece of legislation. That was the Community Trust Act. Now, the 287G banned the formal agreements. Couldn't have any formal contract, which, okay. I think there's still two counties, Garrett and Washington, that are still have a 287G in place. But more, I guess, injurious to law enforcement or interfering with law enforcement as they try to keep the public safe and protected is the Community Trust Act, which bans everything. Communication, which I think violates their freedom of speech, with ICE. If they've got a person in the jail cell that they know is an illegal alien that they're about to release, again, this Community Trust Act basically says they can't even call them. So there you have it. And that's right now 1,800 law enforcement agencies in 39 states and 2 U.S. territories signed on to the 287G program. And right now, 7 of the 9 Maryland counties, Allegheny, Carroll, Cecil, Frederick, Harford, and St. Mary's and Wacomico, already have told ICE that they have terminated their partnership due to this law. And as I mentioned, Garrett and Washington are the only two that where it remains. So now the focus is on the Community Trust Act. And Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor posted a video last month on social media urging the governor to veto the Community Trust Act, and that that is a direct assault on public safety. And Gaylor said it officially bans our law enforcement and correctional officers communicating with our federal partners at the Department of Homeland Security. He reiterated that point in an interview last week, saying the governor hasn't signed it. We're waiting to see if he vetoes it or allows it to become law after 30 days if he doesn't veto or sign it. At this point, if you haven't signed it, I don't think you're going to sign it. Because I think he's got, what, just a couple of weeks left. And I think what's going to happen is he just won't sign it. Pocket veto or whatever. So I think that's it'll become law without his signature, so he can say that he can tell everybody he was on law enforcement's side by not signing. That's how much of a slithery snake we're dealing with here. So we'll see what happens there. Stay tuned. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, oh, we got Rocco Andrews as our winner. He's going to see the Beach Boys, Pier 6, on June 6th. Thanks, Rocco, for listening, and congratulations. And we'll have another winner for you tomorrow here on Casey and Company. But right now, Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you get a chance to match wits with the panel, Chuck and Kristen. Who, by the way, he's regained the lead over Chuck in the standings. And Maggie.
Fake news.
No, that has been confirmed.
I don't care what you
it's,
say.
It's been verified.
Fake news. And I'll tell you this.
Might be something behind your attempt to leave the show earlier this morning.
Okay, Mr. Casey. Fed up with that. Enough of that. Can we go now?
Yes, you can. Go right
ahead.
Thank
you very much. Sponsors reading. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, 95 North, Harford County. They work in the construction zone during the rush hour. Northbound 95 at Route 24, at least a mile back up on the northbound side. This wreck on eastbound Route 100 happened overnight near Arundel Mills Boulevard. Still there, still blocking the right side of the roadway. One lane gets by eastbound, westbound can see it, and they're backed up, and there's a pretty good-sized backup on the westbound side as well. Baltimore County had a new wreck just inside the Beltway, Liberty Road at St. Luke's Lane, 695. Yep, all the normal delays are out there. The heavy traffic on 83 from Pedonia Road coming down to the Beltway. Nothing major on I-70. Southwest side of the Beltway looks good. JFX has been clear. We're still at 15 to 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, southbound at both the Harvard tunnels. The summer driving season is just around the corner, so let Bernie's Automotive check your tires, brakes, cooling system, hoses, and more. Stop in, see Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, last chance here to join the panel and get a chance to win some WCBM merchandise. If you'd like to play Choose Your Fake News, call us immediately, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, sunny, hot, humid, 95. Overnight temps will be in the low 70s. Tomorrow we'll do it all again, hot again with humidity, mid-90s. Showers and or storms move in Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night. Right now it's mostly sunny, 68 in Ocean City, already 75 in downtown Baltimore. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We have some WCBM merchandise to award today. If you can correctly guess the fake news story of the day. And our contestant today is from Harford County, Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I guess I'll go last.
All right. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. We've all heard about the squatters that have been invading people's homes and taking up residence, and it's tough to kick them out. But now, in San Francisco, it's something called ASAP Squatter Removal. It's a new business. They claim a 95% success rate. They're all trained in mixed martial arts, and they carry samurai swords. They're guaranteed to remove the squatters from your property, or at least until the police come to remove them. And they're actually the only squatter removal business that's been verified by Yelp and has 5-star reviews. Story two, if you've ever watched the Cars for Kids commercial, you know it can get a little bit annoying.
Very annoying.
But you won't see it anymore in California. The entire ad has been banned from the airwaves, ruling that they're misleading. Apparently the money being used for things other than the kids.
Shocker.
Story two, Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, believed to be the first church in the entire country to sell a branding deal. And many are criticizing it, especially evangelicals. The deal they cut is with DraftKings. Pastor Joel Osteen confirmed the rebranding during midweek service. He said it was a $50 million agreement. Lakewood Church now will be known as DraftKings Church in Lakewood, Texas. All right. Story one, ASAP squatter removal. complete with samurai swords. Story two, Cars for Kids banned in California. Story three, the DraftKings Church now in Texas. All right, Chuck, we'll start with you this morning.
Well, if I was squatting and somebody came in with a samurai, I would probably haul ass. But I don't know.
You mean squatting by the fact that you were illegally taking over somebody's home?
Well, what'd you think I meant?
Well, I don't know.
You started at that time.
What are you, ignorant?
You're just plain ignorant.
We have a lot of squatters here at WCBM.
Yeah, right outside.
In all ways.
And I waved to them this morning.
You can use the squatty potty if you're squatting.
Tracks in the snow, boy. Never mind.
5 miles to the outhouse by Pete Daly.
Watch out for that yellow snow.
Plus, squat and leave it.
Three, please.
Chuck goes for three. Kristen.
This is a hard one because I feel like the squatters one can't be true because of why they. I think there'd at least be a lot of liability issues. But number three, it is Joel Osteen. And they did arson their church in a former arena, but I don't think they would change the name of the church. I'll say three.
All right. Kristen goes for story three. Maggie?
I'm also going with three.
Maggie goes with three. Brian?
Yeah, I've heard about the first one and the second one. The only thing I didn't remember was about the samurai swords. But I will also go with three.
Brian goes for three.
Did he take a shot at me just then?
Of course he did.
Okay, it's cool.
It's the Maryland pastime.
It is that.
Take a shot at Chuck, not with Chuck.
Right.
Story one, ASAP squatter removal. Yeah, 95% success rate.
How is that legal?
I like it.
I just kick their ass myself. Yeah, get out of
I
my
would
house.
Hire,
here's
I
my
would
38.
Just hire Maggie.
Here's my Doberman. Here's my 38.
We bring real-world combat training experience to the table. Like advanced it. Melee weapons training. I tell you, you walk in with samurai swords. These guys are
send Maggie in there. She'll bite
send
them.
Me with Dino. I'll
we'll send you in there with a can of beans. How about that?
That's like a hand grenade.
Story two, true. Cars for Kids band. Story three, everybody gets it today. No rebranding of the Lakewood Church to DraftKings Church.
So.
All right, Brian, congratulations. Put you on hold. Tell you how you can get your prize. A can of beans and a visit by Maggie.
It's the same thing as a grenade. Just pull the tab off and throw it.
Just kind of, I'll bunch
yeah.
it in.
The can has out. A ring on top of it. Like, just,
that's what I'm saying.
Just pull the ring.
You pull that and at the same time, pull.
Oh,
all humanity.
See you in a couple. 7:50. You're listening to Casey and Company. Up next, who is Maryland's most serial lawsuit filer? We have the answer to that. Dan Cox joining us in about 15 minutes here on Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Prostatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Coming up on 7:53, Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown versus Brian Frosch. Who sued Trump more? You might be surprised at the answer and the projections on that. Right now, time for traffic and weather on the threes. With the update here on Tuesday morning rush hour is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on 50 westbound coming over to Ritchie Highway. Two vehicles at least, there may be three here. I'm not sure. The fire department is there as well, blocking the left-hand lane on 50 westbound. So now if you're coming over from St. Margaret's, you're coming over from Whitehall Road, as you're getting into that area before Ritchie Highway and over to the Severn River Bridge, going to have a backup there. So we'll keep an eye on that right now with the fire department there. They're definitely blocking the left-hand lane, southbound I-97. That's the normal delay right at the merge at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, hot, humid today, 95. The expected high overnight temps in the low 70s. Tomorrow, hot again, highs in the mid-90s. Showers and storms move in Wednesday afternoon and evening. So a little bit of rough summer weather here in late spring. Right now it is 73 in Annapolis, 76 in Ellicott City. About 13 minutes away now from Dan Cox joining us in studio for our full hour interview. Dan is in the building, so we'll get a lot of chance. I got a lot of questions. If you have questions that you'd like to submit for Dan, the former delegate and constitutional lawyer running for governor here in Maryland, you can do so at am680 at WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM app, rather. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has sued President Trump 62 times since 2025. This is a part of lawfare, and again, it's legal. You can file legal briefs and lawsuits and so on and so forth. But basically what they do here isn't really about people being wrong. These because you have policy differences with the current president of the United States, and you really shouldn't litigate this. Because this just clogs up the courts. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. Brian Frosch in Trump's first term sued him over 100 times. That was over 4 years. Anthony Brown, 62 times the first year and a half. So he's on a pace now to exceed 200 lawsuits if they continue at this current pace. White House spokesperson Abigail Jackson told the Baltimore Sun, quote, if Democrats spent half as much time prioritizing the safety and security of their own citizens instead of participating in TDS publicity stunts, their residents would be much better served. So would the mail-in ballots question. And on to that question, I wanted to share with you, because I asked the question just a couple of, I think it was last hour, about if you get a mail-in ballot sent to you automatically if you have voted by mail-in in the past. It's much worse than that. Did you know, this was news to me, one of our listeners, I think Marty brought this to my attention. He said you could sign up in Maryland for to be on a permanent mail-in ballot list. I kid you not. If you want to receive, I'm reading right from the Board of Elections website, if you want to receive and vote a mail-in ballot for all future federal and state elections, you can sign up for the permanent mail-in ballot list using the mail-in ballot application. Once you are on the permanent mail-in ballot list, we will send you your mail-in ballot for each future federal and state election that you are eligible to vote in. You won't have to submit a request for each election. Once you're on the permanent mail-in ballot list, it's important that you update your voter registration anytime you move or make other changes related to your voter registration record. If you sign up for the permanent mail-in ballot list and then do not return your mail-in ballot for two consecutive general elections, you will be removed from the permanent mail-in ballot list. You will then need to vote in person or reapply for the mail-in ballot. Practically, if you are a permanent mail-in voter but fail to vote by mail for the 2022 general and the 2024 general, then you are no longer on the permanent list. Your voting rights or registration are not affected any other way. For the 26th election, you're still able to vote in person at a polling place or early at a vote center. You may even vote by mail, but again, you must submit a new mail-in voting application. So, now they're telling us that people have been taken off the list. I'm just curious, if somebody has actually signed up for a permanent mail-in ballot list, and if they have missed two elections, have they been taken off that list? And what if you voted, but that still leaves you vulnerable in the state of Maryland for two election cycles? So if you've left the state, and many people do, by the way, out migration. We'll talk with Dan Cox about this coming up in the next hour. Many people leave the state. They move their businesses. They retire elsewhere. And let's say they were on the permanent mail-in ballot list, and they don't notify, and you get busy. It's probably not your priority when you're moving and leaving the state is to notify the Maryland Board of Elections. And you get busy, and you don't. Do those ballots still get sent out? And what happens to those ballots? Are they undeliverable? Do they get delivered to the new occupant of the house? Does somebody go out and collect those ballots? Too many questions. Got to end the mail-in ballots once and for all. That's right. Trust the source. All right. I'm going to tell you about our good friend, Mark McVeary. If you're a homeowner 62 years of age or older and the rising cost of everything is starting to wear you down, why keep making that mortgage payment every month? You may not have to. After 20, maybe 30 years, a lot of people still sending that check every month without realizing they may not have to. And what many homeowners still don't realize is this. A reverse mortgage is simply a refinance designed for homeowners 62 of age and older that can eliminate that required monthly mortgage payment. You can pay off your current mortgage, even your home equity line of credit, free up cash. You still own your own home. You stay in your home. You keep control of the title. And I know some people hear the words reverse mortgage and they think it's not for me. But today's reverse mortgage is very different from what many people think. And if getting rid of that monthly mortgage payment would make it a little easier for you right now, maybe worth taking 2 minutes of your time to speak directly with Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer man. Call Mark, 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070. Stay tuned for Dan Cox coming up next.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Hamish Thomason. Following an appeal by the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, President Trump has shelved plans to attack Iran, putting the attack on hold for now, allow some more time for diplomacy. The president demands Iran loosen its grip on the Strait of Hormuz and abandon its quest for nuclear weapons. As he travels to China, Russia's president releases a video for the Chinese people.
Vladimir Putin's video address claimed that Russia and China were expanding ties economically, politically, and in defense. He'll be eager to discuss selling more oil and gas to what he calls his dear friend, Mr. Xi. And there will be talks about a new Siberian pipeline between their two nations. Since Mr. Putin's invasion of Ukraine, Russia has become far more reliant on China's economy. For Beijing, this is a balancing act, particularly after Mr. Trump's visit last week. China wants stable relations with the West, but strategically, Russia is a close neighbor. Mr. Xi wants to appear capable of talking to all sides.
The BBC's Laura Bicker. A security guard is among the three people killed in a shooting at the Islamic Center of San Diego. Police Chief Scott Wall says it's considered a hate crime. Two suspects, ages 17 and 19, were found dead, apparently, of self-inflicted gunshot wounds. Kentucky, among a half dozen states, holding primaries today. GOP Congressman Thomas Massie being challenged by retired Navy Special Forces veteran Ed Galrine, who's endorsed by President Trump. After 3 days, there is a tentative deal to end New York's Long Island Railroad strike. Partial service is expected to resume at noon today. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 109 points, while the Nasdaq futures are off 219. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Progressive presents perfectly bad excuses for missing stuff to spend more time on your motorcycle.
Hey, Tom, gonna miss the 5K... Gotta organize my vitamins. A, B, C. There's so many. D.
Now that was a bad excuse. If you love your vehicle this much, get customized coverage from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in D.C.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house. It's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit MyComputerCareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the way to the airport. It's reported southbound on the BW Parkway near the ramp at I-195. That's the cutoff going into BWI. Maybe a delay there after the Beltway and as you're traveling south. Looking again here at both the harbor tunnels, very slow southbound, both on 95 and on 895, backed up almost back to the city county line. So 20 to 25 minute delays right now. Just all the heavy traffic, we're moving traffic in to both the harbor tunnels, but just too much traffic and the fact that we have no key bridge to take any of this traffic away. They're still working on the wreck eastbound Route 100 at Arundel Mills Boulevard. That's been there all morning. Westbound traffic has been slow through that area. And keep in mind, we had the wreck going across towards the Severn River Bridge on Route 50 westbound right before Ritchie Highway, and that was still crowding the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another sunny, hot, and humid day ahead of us with highs in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight with lows falling back into the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Pikesville and 73 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. It's going to be busy on Maryland roads over the Memorial Day weekend as tens of thousands travel over the holiday. The Maryland Transportation Authority is expecting more than 335,000 vehicles to cross the Bay Bridge between Friday and Memorial Day. Officials remind drivers to stay on Route 50 on both sides of the bridge to keep local roads open for first responders and residents. Travelers can expect delays in both directions at the bridge and along the 50 corridor throughout the holiday travel period and during peak travel hours. The Baltimore City Fire Department is mourning the loss of EMT firefighter Timothy Spielman of Engine Company 20. Officials say Spielman joined the City Fire Department in August of 2003 and served the city with courage and dedication. The fire department says his loss is deeply felt, especially by his firehouse family at Engine 20, Truck 18 and Ambo 8. The department extends its heartfelt condolences to the Spielman family, friends, fellow firefighters, and all who knew and loved him. The winning Maryland lottery number was 875 for the pick 3. The pick 4, 6485. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the sports at 8:05 are brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort my guys. A logical question posed to Orioles manager Craig Albert has after last night's 10-run defeat at the hands of the Rays after so many of these lopsided softball scores. Could a loss like this make you look in the mirror and reevaluate things?
No, every loss is the same. I mean, it's... they put the ball in play and had a lot of great hits and great at-bats and got good pitches to hit and didn't miss them. And we just got to keep on sticking with our process.
And our process continues tonight with Game 2. 6:40 is the first pitch. It'll be Kyle Bradish on the hill for Baltimore. Meanwhile, Day 2 of Ravens OTAs yesterday, Day 1, saw tight end Josh Cueva shine through. The rookie out of Alabama, known more for his blocking in Tuscaloosa, showed well as a receiver with two notable catches over the middle. Cuevas knows the watchful Hall of Fame eye of tight end Ozzie Newsome is ever present.
All we talk about at Alabama in the tight end room was really kind of like the legends that walk through here and the standard we need to uphold. That man holds all the records, receiving and all the stuff like that. So it's like something that we look up to and we strive for. So,
meanwhile, the NBA Western Conference Final got underway last night in OKC, and it just may have been the greatest NBA game of the last decade.
Webby's going to pull a deep three.
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC. Victor Wembanyama was just like Wilt Chamberlain last night. 41 points, 24 rebounds, including that three-pointer from 33 feet away. Spurs beat OKC in double overtime, 122-115. Coming up in 30 minutes is Trevor Rogers tipping his pitches. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Joining us in studio for the entire hour is Republican gubernatorial candidate Dan Cox, constitutional attorney, former delegate in the House of Delegates here in the state of Maryland. He's a husband, a father of many children, and actually had a little stint as a talk show host here a little bit. Long time ago, Dan, was it?
That's right.
Yeah, again, welcome. Welcome honor. Back to WCBM.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Sean and company. It's an honor to be here.
Good to see you again. Let's get right to it here. The mail-in ballot question here. President Trump has now called for a federal investigation. We still don't know who's at fault in this whole thing. What are your thoughts on this? Was this intentional? Is it incompetence? We still don't have a lot of answers. And these mail-in ballots now are, there's a lot of questions being asked in the state of Maryland and how it's going to impact both primaries. Of course, Democrat primary for the gubernatorial doesn't matter, but for your race, it certainly does.
Yes, and I'm grateful for President Trump, taking the stand, directing the DOJ to investigate. I've also stood with the RNC and the Maryland Republicans just to say we need transparency, Sean. There's zero transparency as to how and why this happened. And as we know, mail-in ballots are less secure, particularly when they're mailed to the wrong people, which is exactly what they apparently have done. And so we have thousands and thousands of potential ballots that could be out there floating in the wrong mailboxes, and that is a recipe for disaster.
Were you aware that there's a permanent mail-in ballot option in the state of Maryland where you can sign up to be mailed permanently a mail-in ballot for the rest of as long as you live here?
Yes, I am. It's unfortunate. In fact, I'm getting some feedback from constituents saying, why in the heck am I still getting a ballot in my mailbox? And, you have to kind of guide them back to say, look, you apparently have to sign off. You're automatically there. And people are also emailing me and messaging saying they've moved to West Virginia. They're still getting Maryland ballots in their mailbox in West Virginia. That's wrong. We've got to fix this. And I'm looking at this with our campaign council because it does impact the race. We do have standing as a gubernatorial candidate. And I have sued before, Sean, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have taken it all the way to the Supreme Court, and we won a decision, even though they didn't say that it applied to me in my race because of COVID. But for future races, they weren't allowed to count in advance outside the law. They had to follow the four corners of the law. And so we're going to make sure that any transparency issues are exposed, and hopefully we can look at this and see whether or not we need an injunctive relief action or something to that effect. I don't know yet.
As governor, would you lead the charge to end mail-in ballots here in the state of Maryland?
Immediately. I support the SAVE Act and beyond. I think the mail-in ballot fiasco is wrong. I agree with the premise that it should be available for maybe our military veterans and certified disabled. And that's really the remedy here, Sean. I think the remedy is the courts should rule that this entire mail-in ballot fiasco is on hold. You cannot use a mail-in ballot. How we implement that now is that you have to go and verify your identity like the SAVE Act is recommending, is going to require, should it pass, if it ever is allowed to. And that includes, you know, a photo ID. It includes, you know, your own person coming to make that happen in the elections office and pick up that ballot. There has to be verified identity. There has to be. If you don't have that, you have instead these ballots that are literally able to be floating out, and people move, Sean, as you know, and there's the ballot from the guy who moved, and so there's no security.
President Trump told the story just yesterday that when he went to vote in Florida's primary, they asked him for his photo ID. I hate to ask this of you, Mr. President, but I've got to do it, otherwise I'll lose my job.
And love it.
He was tickled with it. Yeah. All right, more with Dan Cox coming up in just a second. It's 8:13. Traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Now here's Chuck Whitaker.
Delays coming into Annapolis from the Bay Bridge. The wreck is crowding the inside left-hand lane westbound on 50, right as you're coming into the ramp at Ritchie Highway and before the Severn River Bridge. So basically it's two lanes getting by to the right side. Delays go back beyond the interchange there at Whitehall Road on the westbound side. So it's an extra 10 minutes or so right now getting through there. Liberty Road at St. Luke's Lane. That accident should be clearing. That was inside the Beltway. Southbound BW Parkway, the new wreck there, was near the airport cutoff at I-195. Potential delays there going south from Nursery Road on 295. And it looks like they're still working on this wreck. It's been there since overnight. Eastbound Route 100 at Arundel Mills Boulevard. We've had delays eastbound. We had rubbernecking delays as well on the westbound side. We're still 25-minute delays, if not even a little bit longer, with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 weather authority forecast, sunny, hot and humid today, 95 for the high. Right now, 78 in the city, 76 in Glen Burnie. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, time for our America 250 birthday. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. It was on this day in 1943, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt plot the cross-channel landing that would become D-Day. It was supposed to be May 1st, 1944. Date would prove a little bit premature as bad weather became a factor. Addressing a joint session of Congress, Churchill warned that the great danger at present, the real one, was dragging out the war at enormous expense because of the risk that the Allies would become tired or board or split and play in the hands of Germany and Japan. He pushed for an early and massive attack in the underbelly of the Axis, and so speed things up. The British Prime Minister and President Roosevelt set a date for that cross-channel invasion of Normandy in northern France, May 1st, 1944, regardless of the problems presented by the invasion of Italy, which was underway. It would be carried out in 29 divisions, including a free French division, if possible. As we all know, bad weather set in, and the D-Day invasion would end up taking place on June 6th, 1944. And that's a look at America's 250th birthday today.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
In studio, Dan Cox, Republican gubernatorial candidate, is with us for the hour. Dan, Maryland's largest tax increase in history occurred in 2025. How would you, if elected, repeal that? How would you go about dealing with a Democrat supermajority?
Well, you know, that's the best question out there, because I have the joy and privilege of having served in the legislature. I know exactly the way the politics is played down there, and I'm some of my best counsel comes from great men like and women that have served as Republicans down there, as well as in the governor's mansion. Governor Bob Ehrlich, for instance, led the state very well. And I think when you look at the power of the governor's office over two things, at least the budget, and over the fact that he controls, or she controls, the assessment valuation, which is exactly how Wes Moore screwed us over. You know, he jumped the tax assessment process across the state by over 20%, and it's hurting people. And, you know, you might have heard him talk about political redlining in his latest speech. Outrageous, divisive rhetoric. But what he's actually doing is some of the largest numbers of people are, and especially African Americans, as the highest percentage, are being literally tax leaned out of their homes, even retirees. And so we have to bring that to bear. That's the third level, so to speak, is to bring that embarrassment to bear in the legislature, because if you work across the aisle, you work at real solutions, and then when they refuse to bend on crazy policies, you embarrass the heck out of them. It works, and Governor Ehrlich has shown that.
Would you, as governor, have to significantly reduce the size of Maryland government in order to balance the budget?
I think we need to look at that. I mean, but, you know, the first step is looking at the fact that the inspector generals are being replaced by Wes Moore's own attorneys, it seems, and there's zero accountability. So, yes, as the Freedom Caucus has mentioned, as other Republicans are leading on, we have to bring in accountability. And that daylight, Sean, will bring back hundreds of millions into the budget. And then we look at proper and appropriate accounting. Look at the budget, a $71 billion bloated dollars. When you look across the line of Pennsylvania, three times almost the size of Maryland, and yet their budget's $20 billion less. We can do better, and we will.
All right, more with Dan Cox coming up in just a second. We'll take a look at Maryland businesses. They're also being hit hard here in the state of Maryland. The best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and our Facebook and Rumble page, is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
This is Kim Klasick with an update on the next step in the 2026 Save Our State campaign. First, sign the petition at WCBM.com, then make sure you're registered to vote. Next, plan on voting on primary election day, June 23rd, at your polling place. It's vital to get out the vote, so try and take 5 voters with you. Do your patriotic duty because change can't happen without your vote. Our founding fathers would be proud. A vote to save our state is a vote heard around the world.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 22, 22 minutes after the hour with Dan Cox running for Maryland governor. Maryland businesses, we have a net, according to the Baltimore Sun, a net 1,100 jobs created in 4 years. Our out-migration is sixth worst in the country. How do you turn around this business environment if you're elected as governor?
Well, you know, Westmore is too expensive, too dangerous, and too arrogant and out of touch with Marylanders. And so all of that is crunching and hurting our small business. It's chasing businesses, like you said, right out. Number one, we've got an 8.25% business tax. We've got to slash that down. I'd like to bring it down to 5% to compete with our region. We can do that by beginning by putting pressure not only on the legislature, but by creating incentives for businesses. And as governor, you can waive a lot of the regulatory and certain delaying certain expenses and creating an environment for business that's very attractive, getting their giving them a leg up, so to speak.
Would you try to get rid of the tech tax?
Absolutely. We have to repeal everything that Westmore has done. We have to push back on. And one of the things that he's done is directly pretended as if he's not raising taxes. Well, at the same time, he's cutting us by a million slices. He's killing us by, you know, this tax and that fee and that regulation. And now we have car regulation, you know, car registration fees, right, with payment plans.
I know that's...
We're going to change that.
That's absurd. More Dan Cox coming up right now. 823 traffic and weather on the threes. The update with Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All the slowing on the Beltway is in the usual spot. Still there, interloop through Green Spring. The Parkville side is still slow as you're coming over from Bel Air Road to Providence Road, then eventually over towards I-83. It's just solid all the way back here to the ramps at the Route 1 at Bel Air Road. Then the outer loop, there's some gaps in the traffic, but it's still 795 going down the hill eventually towards Frederick Road, and then it improves at 95. 95 into the city from the southwest side is doing okay. Both the tunnels southbound still hurting, and we're still looking at 25 to 30 minute delays right now in both the harbor tunnels. That heavy traffic and the construction delays still there. Northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24, they're still working on this wreck. Been there all morning. Eastbound Route 100 at Arundel Mills Boulevard, traffic westbound is slow at the scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: sunny, hot, and humid today. High of 95, lows in the 70s tonight, but it is going to be a hot one again today. 79 right now already in Ellicott City, 78 in Pikesville. In studio, Dan Cox, gubernatorial candidate, Republican primary upcoming, early voting starting June 11th. Education: Baltimore City just ranked second worst in the country. Slightly behind Detroit. And the albatross around the budget of any governor's budget is the blueprint for the future. Yeah. So what do you do with that? And again, this is something that the teachers unions, which control the Democrat Party, as you know, a payback to the teachers union. There are some good school systems in Maryland, but what do you do with education as part of your budget?
Well, we have to repeal that, but before we get to there, because obviously we have a difficult legislature, we have to bring light. And one of the things that we've seen in Baltimore City, $300 million of that money went to what's called ghost students, as you know, and as Chris Pabst has pointed out. We have to change that. The inspector general was replaced by somebody that's, apparently Westmore's personal friend and lawyer. That's not accountability. That's not bringing light back. And then when you bring those dollars back, what you do is you empower parents to have those dollars follow the child to the classroom. I don't care if it's public school, private school, or homeschool, or charter schools. We've got to make sure that the children receive the money that we are allocating. It's a constitutional duty in Maryland not to fund the teachers' unions, as you point out, Sean, but to fund education for the children. And one of the things that I have championed as a legislator, and I will do so as governor, is to expand Governor Ehrlich's Boost program. And the Democrats have sought to slash it, to limit it. It is one of the most successful programs to empower young people and to give them an education, particularly in areas where they have difficult schools. And we're going to make that happen.
The state of Maryland is one of the few states that is not signing on to the school choice voucher program. Would you lead that charge here in the state?
Day one, yes, sir. We have to. And we've seen the success everywhere. I, as a state legislator, I have proven that I support that. I put a bill in that actually had a lot of bipartisan consideration for a voucher-type system. And I think that when you look at West Virginia, for instance, people don't realize that if you move across the Potomac to West Virginia, you literally can get $4,000 a student through a voucher program. It's empowering to kids and parents. And I think that it's also able to be done without defunding public schools. So that whole thing about the, you know, the union saying that if you allow for vouchers, somehow that harms public schools, we're not seeing that in any of the states. In fact, we're seeing public schools rise to the occasion because a lot of the children that need particularized education are no longer in those classrooms. They're getting particularized help. And kids that really need smaller classrooms are getting it now, like in Florida.
I knew this was going to come up, but we were planning on asking you anyway. But this is from a listener named Dan. And he wants to know how quickly you'll be able to tackle the Francis Scott Key Bridge matter, now being estimated at $9 billion in cost and delayed until like 2031. So how would you handle the Key Bridge and accelerating that?
Fast. We were just there the other day, again, looking out and watching the project. And I'll tell you, there is no emergency in effect, Sean. The Florida Bridge that was built in the Sanibel Causeway, and obviously it's a little shallower waters, not as high of a bridge, but not too different. It's a 3-mile bridge, whereas this one, our bridge, is only about a mile and a half or so. And there's no emergency in effect here, but Governor DeSantis created an emergency powers. He issued an executive order, and he had that bridge built in 3 miles, okay, in 15 days. Now, certainly with, and by the way, that was only $328 million to do 3-mile bridge. Certainly we can do for $2.25 billion, which we just received in a settlement from the company that knocked it down, the ship company. Certainly we can build that bridge with emergency powers, bringing in an open process to make sure that the companies are equipped and ready to do this fast with state emergency powers to get it done. I will do that on day one. And Sean, 2 years? We can get it done in under 2 years. This is outrageous. And now they're talking about another four? No. It's going to happen fast.
I want you to think about this for a second, because another governor had emergency powers once. And
used it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. And you sued him for it.
Well, that's because it was attacking individuals, right. not intentionally necessarily, but it did end up that. But this is why emergency powers exist, Sean, because we have to make sure that our infrastructure works when you have it falling down and you have people sitting in traffic for 5 hours. That's not a remedy, and it doesn't harm the individual. In fact, it empowers the community.
More coming up with Dan Cox in just a moment. It's 8:30, time for some news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A surfer claims he was bitten by a shark at Assateague State Park on Sunday. Brendan Oster says he was paddling on his surfboard when he felt something clamp down on his hand, and when he looked at the water, he saw the grayish outline of a shark. Medics treated the injury, but the Maryland's Department of Natural Resources says neither their personnel nor the Park Service staff were able to examine the injury. The DNR says there are several species of shark that inhabit the waters of Maryland's Atlantic coast, but encounters between humans and sharks are very rare. And Baltimore City police say a dirt bike rider is accused of assaulting two police officers on Saturday evening. The officers attempted to arrest the 33-year-old in the 200 block of Mission Boulevard, and that's when the suspect allegedly resisted arrest and allegedly assaulted the officers. Additional officers responded to the scene and were able to take the suspect into custody and seized the dirt bike. The suspect was taken to central booking and charged. And members of the Harford County Sheriff's Office and Baltimore County Police will conduct seatbelt enforcement today along Bel Air Road near the Baltimore County-Harford County line as part of the National Click It or Ticket campaign. The campaign that runs through May 31st reminds drivers and passengers about the importance of buckling up and the legal consequences for not wearing a seatbelt. State officials said the high visibility enforcement surge is supported by the Maryland Highway Safety Office under a broader initiative to reduce traffic fatalities. And President Trump wants the U.S. Attorney General and the Department of Justice to investigate the mail-in ballot issues in Maryland. The president blames Governor Moore, saying he allowed the error to happen to make sure Democrats win. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
It's 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Still have the backup and the cleanup on the wreck eastbound Route 100 at Arundel Mills. The westbound traffic coming over from 170 going by the scene. All the lanes are open, but there's a backup there as well. This wreck has been here pretty much the entire rush hour on the eastbound side. The wreck going through Annapolis on 50 westbound right before Ritchie Highway is now cleared. That left-hand lane is back open. Very quickly, the backup there at Whitehall Road is beginning to clear. We're still backed up at the top of the hill on I-97 as you're coming south at Route 32. 695, yep, all the normal delays still there. Both the tunnels still sporting at least a 25-minute delay southbound, and construction delays northbound I-95 at Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another sunny, hot, and humid day ahead of us with highs in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight with lows falling back into the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Trevor Rogers, the story again last night for the Birds, and not in a good way. Rogers roughed up for the fifth consecutive time, this time by the best team in Major League Baseball.
Diaz, and he sends it up the right side for a base hit. That's going to drive in two. Yardley wasting no time at all.
Dwayne Stass with the call on Rays TV, and that was the beginning of the end in the second inning last night for Rogers, allowing five that frame, pulled in the fourth after allowing eight. 16-6 was the final, another softball score in an MLB game. After the game, Rogers was asked if he may be tipping his pitches, perhaps.
Hopefully there's something there, because I know I left a couple pitches in the middle of the plate, but I felt like I was making pretty competitive pitches on the edges. And
Kyle Bradish on the hill tonight at 6:40 for Baltimore, trying to build off two quality starts in a row, three earned runs allowed over his last 13 innings pitched. One thing to note about Ravens OTAs, which got underway yesterday and continue today in Owings Mills, is that head coach Jesse Minter's practices are loud. Coaches chirping at coaches chirping at players, players chirping at players. According to the head coach, this is by design.
You know, you can't play this game quiet, and you can't play this game with doubt, and you can't play this game without knowing what you're doing. And so, you know, I know from a defensive standpoint, like, we should be the loudest, most crazy, obnoxious communicating unit in the history of football.
Birthdays today. The patriarch of the Manning quarterback dynasty, the great Archie Manning, turned 77 years old today. Former Detroit Pistons enforcer Billy Lambert turned 69. And the NBA legend Kevin Garnett turns 50 years old today. On this day in sports history, we take you back 53 years ago to the day, May 19th, 1973. The greatest racehorse ever blew him away at the Preakness.
And Secretariat has him put away. He's beginning to draw away. It is Secretariat. He's coming to the wire. He wins it by 2.5, almost 3.
Secretariat, 53 years later, still the record holder in all three races of the Triple Crown. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the game room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen. Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37 on Casey and Company. In studio to the top of the hour is Republican gubernatorial candidate Dan Cox. He ran against Wes Moore in 2022 and debated Wes Moore. So you know the guy pretty good. Public safety. A lot of folks want to know that violent crime might be down a bit. But there are still issues in Maryland. Juvenile crime seems to be an ongoing problem, especially when the juveniles aren't being held accountable. So let's start with that. How would you make Maryland more safe for the residents of this great state?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, Wes Moore is not only too expensive, he's too dangerous. And what he's done is pretended to work with law enforcement while at the same time working to tie their hands so they can't get the most dangerous criminals off the street. He signed the recent bill preventing law enforcement from arresting, you know, under 18-year-olds for certain crimes, expanding that list. In the Judiciary Committee, I fought against that. I will continue to stand against that. I will make sure that we find ways to go after all violent criminals and work with law enforcement. Number one thing that I've promised, Sean, is to implement 287G statewide via the state police. Now, we've got an issue with the Community Act. So what we have to do, and what I've pledged to do, is have an Office of Constitutional Counsel in the governor's office to sue, because we know the Attorney General is worried about other things. He's not actually caring about crime here in Maryland. But to stop the attack on law enforcement. I've done it. I've worked hard to prevent the removal of the Law Enforcement Officer's Bill of Rights. And we've got to create an atmosphere where people understand law and order will occur in Maryland. You cannot have good business and good tourism and all that we love about Maryland if you have streets where you can't even go down to the Inner Harbor. There's a beautiful picture of the Inner Harbor behind you. Mm-hmm. But that's the way it was back in the 80s or early 90s. It's right. Not that way anymore. And you know this, but
I was just in Fells Point over the weekend for a wedding, and it's gone.
It's
sad. It's very trashy now. Regarding the state agencies, there have been a lot of reports, Dan, in the last 6 months of Department of Human Services with foster children, DJS with juveniles, State Highway that have been either incompetent or they have been and not spending the money as they should be spending the money, not focusing on the mission of these agencies. Do we need a statewide inspector general? How do we get these state agencies under control?
Absolutely, we need it, and I've advocated for that. I've supported the Republican caucus supporting that. The governor has incredible power to make that happen. You know, immediately upon office, taking office, I will install inspector generals that are independent, and we're going to review every single department, and we're going to bring accountability and light to all of these fraud issues. And this really is something that I think sets Republicans apart from Democrats, and including, by the way, you know, a Democrat in our race, and God bless him for, you know, Wes Moore is so bad that we now have Democrats joining us. But when you look back at the history of the Democrat Party, unfortunately, a lot of good-hearted Democrats don't understand that their leaders in Annapolis have literally cut the legs out from under law enforcement. They have worked hard to cover up fraud, and at the end of the day, they're hurt almost more than any Republican is hurt. I mean, their communities are devastated, including Baltimore City, as we see. And so I'm going to change that. We're going to make sure we bring accountability and expose where this fraud is happening. And I will work closely with the Department of Justice and with the president to make sure that we have the resources needed for our law enforcement to make this state, once again, what we all love it to be, the free and beautiful state of Maryland.
One of the things that recurs here doing this show every day that I hear almost every day, I'm sure you're hearing it out on the campaign, is our current energy crisis that we're experiencing in Maryland. The rates, the supply, when the CEO of Constellation Energy starts hinting at moving out of the state. Again, we import 40% of our electricity. What is the answer here, Dan? What is your solution for resolving Maryland's energy crisis?
Well, when I hear people claiming to run for Republican nominations that have literally helped O'Malley and company take offline our power plants for the last 20 years, we have had a consistent loss of power plants because of why? The radical left doing green energy programs that have created a 30% RGGI, as you know, into the tax system, chasing these companies like Constellation out of the state. Why would they want to pay that when they can move across the state line, which is unfortunately what many of them have done? And Wes Moore, Sean, is on record saying he's going to close the last two plants. I mean, Brandon Shores is literally scheduled to be closed. That's about 20% of the grid. Well, that's going to outrageously increase our electric bills even more. I'm going to bring those power plants back online. The ones that are pending closure, we're going to stop that. We're going to bring them back online. We're going to make sure we access our LNG. And I have been the one who, for years, and I'm going to do it, Sean, has called for the opening of the Marcellus Shale. The LNG is a rich Maryland can be. Can you imagine if we do what I want to do, like Alaska does, and pays every Marylander a stipend from our Marcellus Shale, which is one of the richest gas and oil shales in the nation, if not the world? Look at Alaska. If you're a citizen there, you get $8,000 per person because of that. We can do that here. Think about how that will impact our economy. We're going to be the richest state on the East Coast. It's going to be a happening place, and we're going to turn that money into great power plants so that we don't have what's happening right now in Howard County. When I'm knocking on doors, I have the number one issue in Howard County is many of the retirees are telling me, please fix this issue with power because their power is browning out at like noon and five on several days of the week. Sean, we can do this. I'm going to do it. I've been calling for that. We've got to make sure that our utility bills are back to normal. And as you know, we're number one in the nation. That's not a federal issue like Wes Moore likes to blame. That's Wes Moore's problem, and I can change it.
More with Dan Cox coming up, 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. The update now with Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Don't have delays, and this wreck again has been here pretty much all morning long. Eastbound Route 100 at Arundel Mills Boulevard has been blocking the right lane. We've had a backup that went back to 295. The westbound side can see it, and they've just been crawling past it, coming over from I-97 and then coming past the accident scene at Arundel Mills. The westbound side is moving, but just everybody's just looking at it, and the pace is very slow west of I-97. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are still out there. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. We're still fighting through at least 20-minute delays southbound with a lot of heavy traffic going into both the harbor tunnels, and you'll have mid-morning and midday construction delays, I-95 north in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, hot, and humid today. 95 the expected high right now. It is already 78 in Reisterstown, and it is 79 in Severn. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. A 10-year-old entrepreneur from Texas named Ernesto, who saved up money from doing chores to buy his own 3D printer, set up his own home workshop, Now he's building his own business. 10 years old. He designs and prints keychains, whistles, can openers, and stuff meant to help people. Here he is talking about his new found business. And this is Ernesto. Again, he's 10 years old from Texas.
I would wake up early and set something to print while I'm at school. Or after school, I would print something. And before football practice, I would also print something. I told my mom I wanted to make money with 3D prints. My mom said that I could save up my chore money and buy my own 3D printer with my money. Help people with anxiety, ADHD, and stress. The business is called Jungle, and doing it because I want to invest a house for my mom and me when I grow older.
Unbelievable story. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Is your outdoor cooking space ready for summer? If not, head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills. They're having their massive Memorial Day savings right now. Town Appliance has over 70 brands to choose from, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. Perfect for upgrading your backyard. When you go, tell Mayor and Mayor I sent you. They'll help you find the best fit and promise to keep you right on budget. Go to townappliance.com for more information. That's Town Appliance. Great deals for your entire home.
Hi, we're here with Dan Cox. He just mentioned this in Howard County, retirees. And I see it all the time. I see people that used to live here that are listening to this show in South Carolina, in Tennessee, in Texas, in Florida, all over. And people that love Maryland, wanted to still be in Maryland, but couldn't afford to live here. And with property taxes and utility rates and so on and so forth, the tax rates are just driving people out of state. Right. As governor, what can you do to help Maryland, the land of once pleasant living, become a place where we can retire comfortably?
Immediately provide senior tax relief. That's the number one thing we have to do to keep people here. They're leaving the state in droves. And that also helps young families. And as governor, you can slash property tax rates through focusing on the tax assessment valuation. We have 100% valuation here, Sean. And that inflation is not seen. You don't see that tax in any regional state. There's caps. We've got to work on that. I have a plan to cap the property tax rate and to provide immediately look at providing the 65 and up year old tax relief. And Sean, when you look at this issue, 4,000 homes in Prince George's County are up for tax lien sale. Up to 10,000 in Baltimore City. And you know who this hurts the most? The African-American and minority communities. The retirees that have paid off their houses now cannot afford the payment for keeping their house that they paid for many, many years ago. And it's outrageous. We can focus on that immediately. I intend to do that. It's a beautiful state. And sadly, Sean, two of my kids moved out because of this being a primary concern. My daughter had to move to West Virginia because she got, for half the cost, she got the three-bedroom, two-bath with her husband and our two grandkids. We can do better here, and we must.
Maryland has become one of the most hostile states when it comes to our Second Amendment rights. How do you protect law-abiding gun owners and punish those with illegal guns, keeping in mind the Second Amendment rights that we have?
Well, you know, Sean, my running mate, Rob Kropp, for lieutenant governor, is the owner of the Machine Gun Nest. We firmly and strongly believe in the Second Amendment. We have led the state, and this is a bipartisan issue. As you know, up to 60% of Democrats support the Second Amendment. And one of my opponents here in the primary actually helped O'Malley pass the 2013 gun ban. So I'm trying to let people know that you cannot embrace the snake of the Democrat Party, so to speak, the worst aspect of it, to take away our rights because it creates endangered communities. The Second Amendment is the only way that many minorities can defend themselves in these crime-ridden communities right now to make sure they're safe in their homes. So we're going to make sure that that is a big priority. It is going to be something that, when you look at the gun thefts, why aren't we helping law enforcement prosecute gun thefts? You know, it's like a three-year misdemeanor. Well, that's outrageous because our state deserves, safety, and it deserves to protect those who actually are law-abiding citizens and have guns and use them in a responsible manner. And that's what we should move towards. And that's what I've pledged to do. I'm the only candidate in the race that has proven that in the legislature as the Second Amendment Caucus Chair in the Judiciary Committee. And in fact, Sean, I happen to be the, if I can throw this in there, I'm the only candidate that's actually ever been elected on the Republican side, not just for primaries, but for five general elections I've stood and defeated Democrats. We're going to do it again. We're going to stand up for our rights. And this is really a key factor. I'm a common sense conservative. A lot of people say, oh, you're too conservative. No, no, no. Larry Hogan, Bob Ehrlich, we have all stood for Second Amendment rights. But the common sense conservatism that I stand for reaches across the aisle, builds bridges, works to for fiscal responsibility, saves people money, provides a Maryland that is safe and accountable and beautiful again, while at the same time, and here's the big difference, I will not compromise on our principles. And that's a wonderful thing because it goes to the Magna Carta. It goes to the fact that this 250th anniversary that we're celebrating, you can look at that right here in Maryland in Article 24 of the Declaration of Rights, passed in 1776, July 4th, originally, which is almost word for word the Magna Carta, which says that we will not be deceased of these rights ever. We have it here. And I'm running to fight for that, to keep it.
250th birthday. All right, our closing segment coming up with Dan Cox. Vinny Steele's your home sold guarantee realty. And Vinny actually does that. He guarantees the sale of your home. All you need to do is call Vinny here. One of his agents comes out to your home. You sit down. You talk about staging, condition of the home, asking price, time frame that you'd like to sell your home. And once you agree on the asking price and time frame and you sign the contract, your home is sold. It's guaranteed. Because if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny pays you market value and will pay you in cash. So again, he does this, and portions of all proceeds he pays it forward to Johns Hopkins Children Charity. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or log on to vinnysteo.com.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
853, traffic and weather on the threes. Final report with the lug nuts Johnson himself.
We have delays on the Beltway still there. Usual spot, 795 going down to Frederick Road, the inner loop at Green Spring, the Parkville side, Hartford Road to Providence Road. No incidents right now on the Beltway. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road into downtown. We're making a little progress now. We're maybe about 15 minutes with the delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, barring any new problems. That's going to start to look a little bit better through there. They're still working on this wreck. Route 100 still has delays, both east and westbound. The wreck was overnight. Eastbound at Arundel Mills Boulevard, delays eastbound. The rubbernecking delays are on the westbound side. Construction underway. They work through the rush hour. They work through the midday. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, hot, and humid. 95 today, already 80 downtown, 80 in Parkville. We are 3 weeks away from early voting here in Maryland. And we urge you to get out in person and vote early. And or vote in person on election day. Those are your best options there. We're going to let Dan close here in just a second, but there is one question from our listener. Marty wants to know, would you lobby to have the Army Corps of Engineers assume control of the Key Bridge construction, seeing that the bridge is a national security necessity as a vital route linking the port to points south and east?
Yes, if that would be the fastest way forward, and if it would be something that the federal government thinks is a quick, feasible option. That's part of this emergency powers discussion. And, you know, to your point earlier, I'm not a fan of emergency powers when it's used against the people. But that's the point. You know, when you look at the emergency powers statute in Maryland, it's to help infrastructure when it crumbles so that we have a safe state. It's not to shut down business, which is what happened last time. So we're going to make sure that that works. And if that is the best path forward, I mean, that's the thing that I want to bring in the experts. As somebody who's for 21 years worked to, you know, as a lawyer, worked to expose fraud, worked to embedder our society and government here in Maryland. One of the things I like to do is look at what the experts are saying quickly and make sure that those decisions are made in a timely fashion, then we can then get the best path forward and not have the constant studies, the constant inflation. I mean, think about this. The bridge had a contract without a cap. Right. Now, wouldn't that be the gravy train for anybody? I mean, it was a recipe for disaster from the start. We can certainly make that happen if it takes the Army Corps of Engineers, if that's the best path, certainly for it.
Cultural question. Republicans in the state have repeatedly introduced bills to keep biological males out of women's sports, locker rooms, bathrooms, etc. They've always met a resounding thud with the Democrats controlling the legislature. What would you do as governor in that regard?
Well, I'll do what I've always done, and that is to stand up for parental rights and to make sure that children have the parents' resources to protect them from these predators, really behind their parents' backs, that want to help, to so-called transition them. That's wrong. You know, I'm the only candidate in this race, Sean, who has spoken up for this. Not only in this race, but I have a pattern of this, of supporting parents and supporting children, protecting them. I had a lawsuit that I took some time back seeking to protect a young lady from transgender bathrooms in her school locker rooms. And listen to this, during sports travel, from having to sleep in bedrooms with, transgender men. Boys, you know, who were, put in the room with the females. That's wrong. I'm going to make sure it's dealt with immediately to protect our children. And this differentiates me from Wes Moore. Everybody, like 85% of Maryland, realizes this is an issue that needs to be addressed for the children, for the safety of the children, and for parents. And yet, what did Wes Moore do? He came out, he didn't know what to say, and he hemmed and hawed and said that he would literally support his son as a minor transitioning and doing the horrific changes. So we can avoid all of that by just saying, let's empower the parents, let's not keep them in the dark, and let's not allow any doctor to prey upon or any kind of entity to prey upon a young person who's under 18 and may need some counseling.
Less than a minute left, Dan. Does his service record matter, what he's done?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yesterday or recently, Sean, you heard him. He said, he needs to, remind all the students in his speech that, we don't lie, cheat, or steal or tolerate those who do. And yet here he is, one of the biggest cheaters in his, military career. It's unfortunate to see what he's, touted. He put a White House application in saying it a Bronze Star. He didn't have it, and he knew he didn't have it. And, you have a sincere problem ongoing to see that applied. And in the context of this race, Sean, we have a clear path of somebody who's a common-sense, consistent conservative, and that's who I am, that's who I've proven to be, versus those who are, talking a lot but don't have a lot to prove.
All right, Dan, great hour. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Sean.
Good luck to you.
DanCoxForGovernor.com. Thank you, sir.
9 o'clock, WCBM Baltimore.